Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
About this time. I'm reloaded! You know the drill. K100 Internet Radio. Drums, please. I love always starting off with that beat. It's just so dope to me. I got my whole little playlist set. I'm kind of used to this background music. But some of you producers out there, y'all not paying attention. I've told you numerous times to send me your music. I know you may not have any rappers or whatever rapping these beats, but send me your music, and I'll run your music in the background. In the background, you feel me? I tell the people what's popping with that. All right. Right now I got Track Pros, President's Beats, C Merc, Kamikaze, who else? Myself, Nextel Nails, B-Lo Down. That's a couple of producers that I got in the playlist right now in rotation that you be bumping to in the background. You feel me? People always ask me, yeah, some of the beats be banging. So get at those guys. They're all my Facebook friends. You feel me? Look them up. You know what I mean? You need to listen to the replay to get their information. But they're all my friends on Facebook. A lot of them, I've done a song with every producer that's on this playlist at this point. Look them up. All right. Episode 158. I'm so happy to be doing this show. Don't talk about it. You feel what I'm saying? Because it's one of my favorite subjects, man. I mean, you know, music, you know what I'm saying? It's what I do. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio, by the way. I'm your host, Blizzum. 347-934-0966. Once again, the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. Welcome everybody that's on the phone lines. Welcome everybody listening to me via the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100radio. Appreciate you. Shout out to everybody who might be listening to this after the fact, after the show airs live on the podcast, whether you downloaded it from the show page I just called out, or whether you downloaded it from the iTunes, because once again, we're an official podcast in the iTunes store, all right? If you use iTunes, make sure you look us up on iTunes and subscribe to our podcast. It's the same thing as these episodes of the show. It's just that if you can't catch us live Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, all right, if you can't catch us live because, you know, you're just getting home from work, you got to get the kids together and whatnot or what have you, and you miss a lot of the show, all right, that's cool because I have super high download numbers because I am a primetime show. So I know people want to watch, they want to sit down with wifey and watch Grey's Anatomy, or they might be at the gym, or they might, you know, whatever. I understand that, but I'm not changing the primetime slot unless I absolutely have to. I'm up against stiff competition, man. I get numbers on Monday during football season. That's right. Still have callers on the line. What? But I know that's why a lot of people have download my show more than actually can call in live. And that's cool. So, shout out to you people listening to the replay and the podcast from iTunes or whatever. Appreciate you. All right. Once again, the number to dial into the show is 347-934-0966. Area code 347-934-0966. I'm going to be having a couple of people call in tonight, and I don't want to just call them people tonight. I got regular callers calling in, of course, you know, my K100 Facebook and probably a few more. But I've got some other artists calling into the show tonight, and these are the guys that I really want to hear from tonight. Now, you other people, I will be coming to your phone lines, you know what I'm saying? To all my artist friends, I don't know everybody's phone number by heart, so I'm just going to go down the line. Please don't hang up. You feel me? Don't be impatient with me tonight, because I don't know how many artists are going to call in, but I want to get every artist on the phone line, because I don't know everybody's number by heart, or unless you can shoot me a text if you got a personal number and say, Blizzard, I'm on the line. This is my number. And don't just say it's me, because, nigga, I still don't know your number. All right. Do that for me, and I'll try to get, you know what I'm saying, get all the artists on the line, because that's what I want to hear from tonight. But I will be asking a couple of questions to some of the other people that's just consumers. And all of you artists that's on the line, you need to pay attention to what the consumers are saying to you. Because I'm going to ask some key questions, and it can help your career. All right? So that's what we're going to be talking about. Episode 158, The Music Grind, from an artist's point of view. That's what we got going on tonight. First and foremost, of course, you know, I got to run down all my little connects and all this kind of stuff in pages. So, here we go. Number one, MySpace. www.myspace.com/K100radio. MySpace.com/K100radio. I'm on Facebook. Facebook.com/K-100. All right? /K-100. You can just go in there and you can just type in a search for K100. You're going to see a couple other people, but we're going to be the ones with the middle finger up. You dig? Fuck you. Pay me. All right? We only got one rule on the show for K100. It's don't be fake. It's don't be flawed. Keep it 100. You understand what I'm saying? That's all I ask. If I feel like you're being fake or flawed, trying to impress somebody, saying what's politically correct, saying what you think you should say because you're a woman or because you're a man, if I think you're being flawed, it's the only rule. K100 Internet Radio. I don't use censorship on the show. I don't believe in it. All right? It's not what I do over here. I let everybody speak their piece and their opinion. If I don't agree with your monkey ass, I might tell you to shut the fuck up when you hear this. Please shut the fuck up or I'll fucking mute your ass. I won't hang up on you. I'll just mute you and let you calm down for a minute and then come back until you realize who the fuck running the show. Now, so, Facebook, MySpace, I've already told you about iTunes. Last point, if you're an artist or you know someone that's an artist and you want to get your music on K100 Radio, you got to send it to K100Radio@gmail.com. Once again, K100Radio@gmail.com. Okay? That's the letter K, the number 100. K100 Radio, all one word, @gmail.com. When you send me your music to play, give me a minute, you know what I'm saying, to listen to it or whatever, and you know what I'm saying, might not be like that day. Definitely don't try to send me something in the middle of my show talking about, can you run this? I mean, damn, Shawty. You know what I'm saying? No, it's not going to happen. But so if I already don't have any of your music on right now, then I can't play it tonight, okay, for the artist show. But, you know, it's all good. I'll get you on another time. But how this works is, and some of you artists out here, especially indie artists, need to get your head screwed on tight. Since you're not paying any money to be on K100 Radio, and I've got 20,000 downloads accredited to the show. I've got a wide-ranging audience from coast to coast. You feel me? All right, so I'm exposing you to my audience of K100. So I expect you to expose me to your fan base, however small it is. So when I tell you to send me your music, and then you post a link up to the show that I tell you we're going to play it on, and you don't post it up on that show, I don't play your music. So, send me your music. I'll get it. I'll tell you, look, we're going to play it tonight. I send you the link. You put it on your Facebook, your MySpace, your Reverb Nation, your Twitter, all that. You blast it out. You let the people know. If I don't see that, I'm not playing. That's simple, people. I mean, you can't go up to FM radio and walk in and just be like, play my shit, and just go down like that. The fuck you think this is? I'm trying to help you guys. I'm giving you guys a platform. I only spend independent artists for the very reason of respecting the grind of it, because I am in the same grind with you. Respect game. If you don't blast out the fucking link to K100, I'm not playing your shit. It's like that, Shawty. I don't know how else to fucking put it to you. I don't know. I can't make it no simpler. And also, don't send me no whack-ass bullshit that sounds like you recorded it with your cell phone. Because you know what I do with shit. Exactamundo, my friend. Exactamundo. All right? So, that's the rundown of the show. I'm going to go ahead and, I got a couple of people on the line already. A couple of people with their hands raised. I'm hoping they're artists. All right? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. I'm going to go ahead and read you the synopsis of the show, all right? And basically, for those of you who never tuned into the show, this is basically how I describe the show when I blast it out on the internet. And I always start out the show by reading this, okay? So this is what I do basically for every episode, all right? I read the synopsis of the show, and then we go ahead and open up the phone lines. I get the opinion of the callers. In this instant, hopefully it's a lot of artists, you feel me, that's calling in. But this is how it works, all right? So I'm going to go ahead and jump into the synopsis of the show, the breakdown. All these breakdowns are on my show page for each individual show. Every episode, all 158 episodes have a synopsis and a breakdown, because this is Blog Talk Radio, so I type up and give you a clue about what I'm going to be talking about on the show. And so I'm going to read that right now. Then we're going to get into it. We're going to open up the phone lines, take some calls, and really get into a serious conversation and discussion about the industry and everything from an artist's point of view. And I'm going to take some calls from some consumers and fans because they matter. So you artists don't need to get on the phone, talk, and then hang the fuck up after you talk. Because you're probably going to hear something that you're doing wrong in your marketing plan to the consumers. Genius. Episode 158. Once again, 347-934-0966 is the number to dial into the show. Okay, here we go. So, and I'm reading now. Let's cue the music down a little bit. So, this week I'm going to be playing music, like I said, all week. Tomorrow, I'm going to have the music grind from the behind-the-scenes point of view. So I'm going to have a couple of promoters in here, a couple of managers, you feel me? People like that, you know what I'm saying? People who's in the industry, but they're not artists from the behind-the-scenes, okay? I'm going to be talking to people like that tomorrow on the show. My homie C. Wakely is going to be calling in. I will talk to one artist. This artist, Burger, is supposed to be on the line. He's doing his thing out of Florida. He's making a tremendous impact. If you don't know about C. Wakely, you should. Especially if you're in the Southeast grind, especially the state of Florida. You can't really be serious about your career if you've never even heard of him, if you've really been out here. He's been all around. So he does a lot of different things. So he's going to be calling into the show tomorrow and with his artist, but a couple other people that I'm going to be getting to call in that are like promoters, A&Rs, and other kind of stuff like that. Who are not artists, but they can give you the behind-the-scenes look of the industry. And that's the whole focus of this week. Yesterday, I had episode 157. My homie Blood Raw was on the line. I highly suggest that you go back and listen to that. That was the best interview I've done with an artist. He stayed on the phone for like an hour and a half, announcing winners to his contest. And we got into a deep discussion about his career, his departure from Jeezy and CTE. Discussed a little bit about his case that he caught in Panama City and how the hometown feels about him at this point. So if you missed that fucking interview, man, you really need to go back and listen to it. It's one of my best episodes yet, just because based on the interview. And we also played a lot of his new music and it's hot, all right? So that's episode 157, the one before this was yesterday. So today we're at 158, and here it goes. So like I said, this week I'm going to be playing music and talking with a few industry friends on K100. Like I said, we set the week off for episode 157 with Blood. Now, as an artist myself, I take these type of shows very personal because unless you are an artist or you're very close to one, like your baby mama, daddy, your girlfriend, boyfriend's artist, or your brother, or you manage an artist or something like that, you really have no idea of what it is really like to be on your grind in this industry, especially on the low end. It's night and day. It's a grind regardless. Even if you're up here at the top with the Waynes and the Drakes, they are grinding. They're not living in your world. But neither am I. Me and you don't live in the same world. We don't do the same things. I have a different set of circumstances, priorities, and things change because I'm an artist. And a lot of my life and decisions that I make in life are based on that fact. All right? So if you're not an artist or you don't know one, a lot of things that we may do or say, you know what I'm saying, you just won't get because you're just not there. You're not with us. We're still, even at this level, we're a different type of person. We got a whole nother thing going on, all right? So the music biz is going through some of the most drastic changes of any billion-dollar industry in the past 20 years, okay? Fact. With the onset of the internet and digital technology, you know what I'm saying? The way music is heard, marketed, and sold is completely different from just a few years ago, okay? I'm in my early 30s, okay? A lot of people don't know that, but, you know, because, you know, I'm still strikingly handsome. I was going to find a way to use that effect at some point. But, yeah, so I'm in my early 30s, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I age well and I clean up nice. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm still a monster on the tracks. Don't even play with yourself. Don't do it, shawty. You don't want it. But, you know what I'm saying? With me being the age I am, I remember the way hip-hop was marketed, sold, and played and everything, and even made in the early 90s. A lot of people that's going to call my show tonight, they might have just jumped into the digital age of making music. But I was around when ADAS was out. I was around when you only could press up CDs. I was out before MySpace doing music out here in the grind. You feel what I'm saying? All right? So I really know how it changed. Now, if you just started doing music within the last 10 years, it's changed. But if you kind of, if you just started 10 years ago, around 2000, around the turn of the century, it's changed even since then, but not so much as it changed since the 90s. And I can't even go in. It's way different from way back then. But even in the 90s, it's a drastic difference. And it's the only industry that makes billions of dollars that has changed that much. You can look at trucking. You can look at whatever else. Nothing has drastically changed as much as the music industry. All right? And film. You feel me? Film has changed a lot, too. Film has changed a lot. But I'm into film, too, so I know that, too. But it still can't compare to music. All right? With the onset of the internet and digital technology, like I said, it's changed drastically. All right? So being an artist, being an artist at any level, we have to adjust. All right? Budgets at the big labels are shrinking. Fact. While opportunities for the little guy are growing. Fact. Now, the playing field is still very much uneven, but at least now, with the onset of the internet and other technologies like Pro Tools, Fruity Loops, all these digital low-cost ways to actually create music and market it, websites like Reverb Nation and other things, all right, Google, all these other things that we've got to reach a blog talk radio, holla. You feel what I'm saying? All these other tools that we got that were not available to people just 15, 20 years ago. All right? So the playing field is still uneven because with money comes more greater opportunity, mainly FM radio and video on mainstream media. But we still have a lot of ways to get our message out. So it's shrunk the money for the big boys, but it's also helped the little guy grow. All right? That's just how I feel about it so far. Okay? So now, with the internet, we have a few tools to grapple onto the cliff and try and climb our way to the top of the game. So I'm going to get a few artists to call in, like I said, and talk about what it's like being a recording artist in today's music biz. I don't care what genre you're in. I don't care what race you are. You have been affected by the change in the music industry. It's just that simple. All right? Rock, rap, everybody. You know what I'm saying? All right? Everybody's been affected by it. You feel me? So I'm going to get a few artists to call in and talk about what it's like. Maybe that can help some of you people. Maybe that can help some of you people, some of you consumers, and I got love for you if you're on the line because you're fucking with me and you're fucking with the show, but it can help some of you consumers understand the slap in the face that you give an artist when you buy a bootleg, you feel me, when you just don't take the time to kind of forward that link to that person that you know they got good music, and it's just like the click of a button to click share on your news feed, you feel what I'm saying? Because it's so simple to help us out, you feel me, as independents and this grind that we're doing. And if you call yourself a friend of an artist, this is what they do for a living, okay? That's the least you could do, is if you want one of their songs, don't go buy the fucking bootleg. And even a big-time artist, you feel what I'm saying? If you like their shit, download it. If you only like one song, now go to iTunes. If you don't like the whole album, you only like the one song they play in the club, go to iTunes and get it for 99 cents. I mean, what the fuck is 99 cents if you really want that song? So now maybe this show can help you understand the slap in the face you give when you buy a bootleg or when you don't show support for any of your favorite artists or even the artists that you're trying to like. You don't have to be an artist to call into the show tonight. You don't have to be an artist to press the number one on the keypad to talk to me tonight. Once again, you do not have to be an artist to talk to me tonight. I want to talk to the consumers too, but I want to make sure I get the artist on the line. But just in case you're not an artist, because I got a set of questions for the artist, but just in case you're not an artist, all right, these are the questions for you. Here we go. Episode 158. Question one for the consumers. Do you know any artists? And if so, how do you show support for them? All right. Question number two. What makes you notice an artist that is not already famous? What makes you take notice, you feel me, of an artist that's not even famous? You say, man, I like that guy. I never heard of him, but he's hot. What makes you stop, listen to his music, check out his video? What? What is that you're looking for? How do we get your attention? All right. Question three. What are some of the things you don't like about an artist who's not a star yet? Like, are there some things that artists do that's independent to try to get your attention that's annoying? I can tell you spam is very fucking annoying, but it's a difference between spam and promotion, all right? And we'll clear that up on the show tonight for some of these artists, because some people, it's a fine line you got to walk, especially with news feeds and tweets and stuff, and this is the way of the world now, all right? Can you name a few artists that you think should be on the big stage if you're a consumer? Give me a couple of artist names and we'll, you know what I'm saying, that you like, you dig and you think should be right up there with Wayne or whoever else that you think is hot or whoever, all right? And number five, what advice from a consumer's point of view would you give an artist in order to get your attention, all right? So like I said, all the artists call in, I'll let you speak about your grind and what it's like being an artist in the music biz, all right? So here we go. Let's jump to the phone line. First up, I think I got my homie on the line, Nooney Jr.
What's up? What's up, big dog? What's up?
What's going on? What it do, man? Thanks for calling the show. You dig? Now, Nunez Jr. saw the post today, and Nunez Jr. had the foresight to send me a song in and say, Blizzum, I got a brand new song, man, that I want you to run on the show tonight. We're talking about artists and stuff, and it's just a song that he says some of the realest shit he ever wrote. I concur. I heard the song today, and I really like it. It's probably my favorite Nunez Jr. song. Nunez Jr. song, of course. Yeah. It might be Nunez. All in all, I've heard a lot of your music, and this has got to be at the top. So I'm gonna play that song tonight. You feel me? Because you actually looked at the post and hit me up and was like, "Yo, I want to send you a song for the night show and whatever." And I don't know why any other artist didn't do it. Duh. It's been a perfect opportunity to get yourself out here and cross promote after I give you the open floor to talk about your grind on the show. Duh. Get it together, artist. Get it together. Jesus. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Thanks for calling Internet. Thanks for calling K1's Internet Radio. We're gonna get into it. So Nunez Jr., the homie hails from. To tell the people who you are and where you hail from, and we'll get into your grind. Don't hang up. Do not hang up. You have to be patient because I already got 20 people on the phone line. About 10 people hand raised, and none of these numbers I recognize. So I'm assuming you guys are artists. Hey, it's like an open mic, nigga. You know the drill. Hold on. All right. This step is free. You dig? Okay. So, Nunez Jr., what's happening, homie? Tell the people where you from and where you represent.
Man, I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, uptown. Moved to Houston, Texas. Was raised there too. You know, I represent I-10 Hustlers ENT. I represent Fan Biz Entertainment from out of Houston. I represent Super Unit Savage Life ENT from out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Trap Boy DJs, Brunswick, Georgia. We in here. 18, you feel me?
Exactly. And the homie does. The homie is really affiliated with all these people, and I know this for a fact. You know what I'm saying? If you're his friend on Facebook, anything like that, it should not be a miss
Taliban,
to you.
DJs, Duval County, what's up?
Right, exactly. And so the homie has a stupid mean grind. He's one of the artists. Now, I'm going to tell you something about that I know personally about Nunez. I'm going to ask him a couple of questions. But what I personally know about Nunez is that the homie don't mind getting on the motherfucking road and getting the fuck out of here and traveling. And that's... He's everybody can't do that. The number one reason that artists can't do that will be financial reasons. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody can't afford to fly or can't take off from their job because they got other responsibilities. That might be the number one thing that I think everybody needs to take into consideration when you're an up-and-coming artist. If you're a hustler, if you're a D-boy, if you work a 9-to-5, whatever, at the end of the day, if you're not generating no super revenue from shows or from mixtape sales or anything like that as an artist, you do in fact got to have some other kind of way to live out this bitch. All right? Period, point blank. You cannot repeat. You cannot be a fucking broke artist. You don't have to be rich, but you have to have some kind of way to do some kind of shit, to press up a fucking CD, nigga, to make up a shirt, to put gas in the car, to drive to the show. You got to have some money, homie. Nothing. You cannot be a super just all-out broke artist. You got to have a source of income to do this shit. This shit costs money, okay? That's the key. That's the difference between – the only difference between an independent and a fucking major is money. We make the same moves, and we try to make the same. We try to do the same thing. We know what to do, but we don't have the money they have to do certain shit. Would you agree, Nunez?
Yeah, all day, man. They got the money, you know, and anything else that you could say they have, it comes from money. You know, like, listen, they got people writing people hooks. Well, that came from money, so it's right. All money.
All money. All that production you hear, you think a fucking Justice League beat is free? Kill yourself. All right? It's not. You know what I'm saying? Those big-time studios, $125 an hour. That's why they shit sound like that. And when you're recording down here on the Digi-01, it don't sound as fat. You can do things and beef it up and get it mixed and get it mastered, but it's still going to be a little bit of a difference. But that's cool. We can still get it really close with good engineering and good mastering. But at the end of the day, it's not the same thing coming to a fucking Digi-01 as a fucking SSL console. Okay, so we know that you need money to do this shit. So for every artist that's on the line, every artist listening to this fucking podcast, you're going to have to get some money. All right? You're going to need some money. That's just that simple. Get your hustle on. Get your work on. I don't give a shit. But all this dead-ass broke shit trying to be an artist, not going to work, homie. So it's Nunez.
What's up?
So tell me what do you think, first of all. What is your grind like? What is it like to you being an artist you feel me? Not yet just in mainstream, so you still have to do other things to maintain and, you know what I'm saying, and live a normal life, basically, for the most part. I know you got a lot of notoriety in some places, but for the most part, you're still kind of a normal person at this point. What is it like being on your grind at this level?
I mean, sometimes it's frustrating, but sometimes it's really rewarding, you know. And when I say it's frustrating, it's when you listen to a song that's on TV or that's on the radio or that's getting played in the club, and not that you hating on them, but, you know, the song really ain't all that.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, if my little cousin could have had made that song up and my little cousin not even a rapper, that's the frustrating part. Because, you know, a lot of people say, well, it's all about paying. But sometimes it ain't even about paying. Sometimes it's about who you know. You know, like, you know, because a lot of people who end up paying money to these DJs and clubs, they only play it one time. You know what I'm saying? They don't play
right.
You. You know, and I mean, to me, it's frustrating on that level, but I really got past the whole frustration point, and I'm more on to the rewarding part, to where now, man, like, me being single, if I wanted to, bro, I could get out of Houston every weekend if I really wanted to. I could have a show in Lake Charles on Friday, New Orleans on Saturday, Phoenix the next Friday, Minnesota the next Saturday, Jacksonville the next. I can just travel. And I can just act a plum fool, and people showing me love, and I'm making new connects. And, you know, it's like each year or each three or four months, the name get bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's more money getting generated. You know, at first it was frustrating because, you know, well, at first it was fun, but then about 2-3 years in, you really wasn't making no money. You were just spending money. But now it's kind of rewarding, man, because I'm really getting paid for a lot of stuff that I do. You know?
Right. So, and that's the ultimate. Let me pay attention, artist. I see Young Pat. I was on the line. I think the 850 is Blaze. I don't know, but hopefully we'll get to her. I think she's on the line. I don't know. So I see my artist on the line. I see you guys' hands raised. All right, I'm coming to you guys. I see Raspy Rawls on the line. So all you artists, we'll get to all you guys. Please. I think that 678 is an artist too. Also. So look, I'm gonna get to you guys. But one thing Nooney said. You said a couple of things, and I want to break down. First of all, as an artist, you said one thing, Nooney, that I'm going to just touch on real briefly. You said, nah, because I'm single, I can get out of town every weekend. Now, let me tell you why I just caught on to that. Let me tell you why I caught on to that. Because people have to understand that as artists, you have a separate life. You have other responsibilities. Like, some artists are married or have kids and have other things that I'm gonna tell you right now, people just don't fucking understand. But when you have children, when you have a spouse or a living girlfriend or something like that right there, and you're an artist and you're trying to maintain and get your grind on out here, a lot of people will tell you that's gonna hold you back. That's a hindrance. If you're not gonna be able to dedicate the same amount of time as the average Joe, just going to work a 9-to-5, coming back home. So my thing to people like that is I tell them, look. When you fucking with me, any female that know me that's going to be fucking with me on any level, you marrying me and you marrying the music business. You understand what I'm saying? Bitch, if you can't understand that, you know what you can do. You feel what I'm saying? My kids don't understand that. And I have had to miss some events and things like that dealing with my kids because I had a show, because I had an important engagement or whatever dealing with the music industry. You feel me? I try to make up for it and compensate for it in other ways. You feel what I'm saying? But that's just a fact of life. That's just how it is for us artists. So all of you girlfriends of artists on the line, all of you brothers of artists, or all of you people like that who don't understand why they may have to brush you off or change plans at the last minute, keep in fucking mind, you're going to be the same motherfuckers with your hands out if they make it to the big leagues, to the big level. You're going to be the first one that's expecting something back. But this shit takes time, money, grind. So, yeah, right now your boyfriend may not be able to drive the best car or keep you caked out because he's spending a lot of time in the studio or he's spending a lot of time on promotion and shit. But if you can't understand that, then your whole perspective is whack. That's just how my outlook on it is. All right? You feel me? One other thing that Nooney said that I want to bring up is that he said at first it was fun. At first it was fun. Right, Nooney? Didn't you say that?
Right.
You said at first it was fun. This is another point I want to bring up to my artist. All right? Yes. Everything that you start out doing, when you start out because you like to do it, because you love it so much with a passion like that, like music, or even sports, ask an NFL player. You feel me? They may have started out playing JV football or Little League football because they liked playing football and they liked it and it was fun. But at the level they had in the NFL, that shit is their motherfucking job. You understand what I'm saying? You got to start looking at this shit as your motherfucking job, outside of your job, even if you ain't getting paid for it yet. You got to take it seriously. It's fun, and I love to do it, and I have a great, I get a peace of mind by sitting down and listening to a track and writing to it and recording. That's what I do when I'm angry, when I'm mad. When I got pressure, I record. It soothes me. You feel me? And that's an advantage of having a studio in my home and everything, and I can just go in here and just knock it out. Everybody don't have that option, but that's just me. You feel me? But at the end of the day, I still do this because I like to do it and I love it, but it's kind of for fun, but not really, though, nigga. Not really. This shit is for real. Once you start taking this shit seriously, you'll understand that, you know, the moves that you make are essential. The older you get also, and time starts shrinking on your window to do certain kind of things, you feel me? You start making every move more calculated and taking every fucking thing more serious. It may take a little bit of the fun out of it, but you're probably going to make better business decisions at that juncture in your career. All right? What else you want to add, Nooney?
You pretty much said it, man. Like, you know, for all people listening, you know, don't think that he's saying don't have fun with what you're doing. All he's saying
right.
is that if you want to just have fun with it and that's all you want to do, well, then just make music. But don't go around spending all your money trying to put up flyers and stuff. Just whatever. But when you get out here and you're trying to make a difference, you have to look at it as a business. You might have friends, you might have cousins, but it has to be business. It has to be business. Business. If you believe in business, you will cut yourself a lot of problems, a lot of issues, a lot of beef, a lot of bickering, you know. But once you start believing in friends and love, then that's when you're going to get played. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get played.
Right, right. So let me ask you this, Nooney. What do you think about this? Just, and I'm gonna move along because I got a couple of people with their hands raised. I'll keep your mic open because for those of you who don't know, the homie Nooney Jr. also has a Blog Talk Radio show. So I'll make sure I let him give out his information because his show comes on immediately after mine. And so you might want to check it out. It's fun and everything. He's got a show called The Do's and Don'ts of Relationship Shit. Nigga with him on there. He has a lot of people on the line. They talk a lot of shit. I'm probably going to tune in after I get done with my show tonight and hang out with the homies for a little bit. You feel what I'm saying? So I'll leave
Hello.
The mic open. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But and we got a song together called Grind to the Max that I might end up playing too, but I'm definitely going to play this song.
We got an epic.
The Grind to the Max joint is epic. You feel me? So I might play some of those songs. I'm going to play his one song that he told me to play for this episode because I told him I would, and I might play that. You know what I'm saying? But besides that, what do you think about the state of the game right now as it stands, Nooney, for the independent? You feel me? What do you feel like the state of hip-hop is? Because people like to say hip-hop is dead, hip-hop is dying, blah, 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 all this kind of stuff. You feel me? Because for various reasons, maybe they don't like that the fact that the South rose up and came to prominence. I'm from the South, born and raised. I don't necessarily like everything that come out of the South. A lot of it I really don't care for particularly, but that has nothing to do with the state of hip-hop. Now, right now, remember, during the 90s, hip-hop was the number one selling music and the number one downloaded music. But actually, at this point right now, it has fell off. It is no longer the number one selling or downloaded music, all right? Alternative and rock have jumped up to the top and overlapped it, and country. You feel what I'm saying? Now, I think that has a lot to do with the demographic of people. It has a lot to do with niggas not wanting to support the shit, wanting to get the mixtape and not buy a song. You feel what I'm saying? And it has a lot to do with artists making bullshit music that's not worth buying. What do you think about hip-hop right now?
I think that people really need to stop complaining and just find their own lane and drive in it. You know, I talked to some dudes from Cincinnati. They stayed out here now, and they was like, man, these Houston niggas don't want to support our music. But that's not true. Houston has, you know, Houston Metro has like 6.9 million people. If you try to tell me that everybody in Houston when I listen to you, then you are blind, you're crazy, you're deaf, because they have many hip-hop clubs in Houston, just like they got screwed and chop clubs, just like they got strip clubs, just like they got Louisiana bounce clubs. They have everything. And, you know, if you live in an area that has a lot of population, there's really no there's no excuse for not making a difference. I'm not going to say really in making it to the big leagues or not making it, but there's no excuse. If you can ride on the bus or you can drive your car to go get some ass or go buy some weed, then you can go do the same thing and drive to wherever they're going to have a big party at and promote yourself. A lot of people want stuff for free, and they don't want to go out there and work for it. Ain't nobody ever gave me nothing. You feel me? Ain't nobody ever did nothing for me, and I had to do it all on my own, and that's what it is. And I'm not saying that it's dead. To me, it's not dead. I mean, you know, you got Soldier Boy done got on YouTube and blew up. So it's not dead. You feel me?
Right. Right. The whole point of it is the game has changed on how you go about marketing and promoting. Things have changed. And I know some people are going to say, Young Pat's on deck next. So I'm going down the list. I see Young Pat, 850678. Raspy Rawls, I think that's my homie Deke De Niro, 478. You feel me? In that line. So you guys, I'm coming down the line like this. I'm going to go ahead and move it right along real quick. But I got to say this. Right now, it's all about branding yourself. You feel what I'm saying? I wish before I was about, you know, not before, but I still am about doing the music, making great music. I still don't put out whack material. You feel me? I send my songs through a battery of in-house listens and tests before I decide to put it on the market. You feel what I'm saying to people? And I make specific songs for a specific audience. I make a wide range of songs because certain people might like that song. And so I got the songs for the chicks. I got the songs for up north. I got the songs for down south, whatever. You feel what I'm saying? And I make tight specific songs, and I market them all over, and I send them out to the different people in different venues or whatever. And I'm also very much into branding myself, the person, and branding Chainless Entertainment, the label. You know what I'm saying? You got to do that. You got to make sure you do that, artist. Make sure you, whatever you represent and whatever your brand is, you, every chance you get, you shove that shit down these motherfuckers' throat. You feel what I'm saying? You get. Go ahead.
Hey, that was another thing I say. One of my markets of promotion is by saturation.
Right.
I mean, we gonna be hitting you from 13 different directions, and you gonna have to see it.
Right.
You might ignore me, but there's no way that you can say that you did not see it.
Exactly. Good. Say that again. Say that. You can say you can not click the link, you can not click share or click retweet or not play, but you can't say you didn't see the motherfucker. That's you know what I'm saying? You can't say you didn't see it. You can't say you don't know or never heard of Blizzom. You may never watch the Bet the House video. You might only watched it once or whatever, but you know, you heard it's out here. You see it. You see the movement. You see the grind. It's power in numbers. One more thing before I go to Young Pat. God damn it. You fuck it, independents. Unless you got some serious real life beef with another motherfucking independent, need to stop hating on another independent. Okay? It's really kind of us versus them, like my homie Bully say. It's the us, it's the indies versus the big boys. You ever notice how they click up and do songs with each other, but not us? Motherfucker, hello? So that's what we do. We click up. We make a grind to the max on these motherfuckers. We don't fuck with them. They get no play on K100. All right? This is my little fuck you to them. Since I can't get on your track, Drake. Fine. I put Nooney on it. You never play on K100. You get what I'm saying? Do you fucking independent artists? Are you listening to me? One more game. You really don't have no true life street beef, and I'm talking about real beef, you pussies. Not because this nigga said some shit you thought he was talking about you in a verse or some shit, or he didn't retweet your fucking song in time. Okay? Real beef. You know what I'm saying? Then you need to show love to your other fellow independent artists. You feel me? If they got some good shit, what's up, homie? Politic, network, click up, because the mere affiliation that I got with Nooney has broadened my audience immensely, all the way out to Louisiana, South Georgia, and Texas. Just by being a real
Minnesota.
Nigga and Minnesota, just by being a real nigga and reaching out to another real nigga. I cannot stress to you motherfuckers how important that
Arkansas.
Is. And yeah, I did get a couple of Arkansas people too. You feel me? And they following me and they fuck with me because of that affiliation. Now he's got a whole bunch of Panama City and Atlanta people fucking with him, calling his radio show, listening to his music, reposting his shit because of his
Hello.
Affiliation with me. Am I right, Nooney?
850-44, I love y'all.
Okay, then. Do you get it, people? Do you understand? I got people I'm fucking with all up in Queens because I'm fucking with Deke De Niro. What's up, homie? In the Team Shreds movement. This is how this shit work. You don't go against each other on this independent grind. We need each other. You need K100. I need you. But I'm a thoroughbred nigga, so if you a fuck nigga, we gonna have issues. All right? Next caller, stay on the line, and I got your mic open. Young Pat, what's happening, homie?
Going down, bro.
What's going on, dog? Thanks for calling the show. You feel me?
Man,
what's
yeah,
up with you,
know,
man?
Now, I just want to reiterate the fact.
Go ahead.
The independent motherfuckers need to link the fuck up, because I know how the fuck the grind is, and this shit is fucking difficult if you want to hate every goddamn body else and try to do it on your own, because it's going to be another clique of independent people, because someone was smarter than you and took their head out of their ass and clicked up with different people from different labels, whether they major labels, independent labels, just independent people on the street, done clicked up, got a big-ass bud, now they're going to blackball your ass from the market.
Exactly.
Hey, and not that color has anything to do with it, but that's a white boy telling y'all how to get it in, man. Hello.
Hello.
Right. Right. You feel what I'm saying? So look, man, I'm trying to because I'm doing this show because I love this shit. You feel me? And I love seeing cats from the grind up that I know that grinded. See, a lot of people don't understand why I had my homie Blood Raw on, not because he's from Panama City, it's because he was a grinder. I saw his grind. That's why I respect him immensely, and that's why I always try and help him no matter what he's going through. If I can help him, I can help him because he's a grinder. This man grinded the fuck. Grinded. That's what I love about him. That's what I respect about my nigga. I know his grind. I saw it before you even knew who the fuck he was. He was already 10 years deep in this shit before Jeezy. That's why I didn't even know why he really signed, but that's a whole other story. You feel what I'm saying? He was 10 years deep in this bitch and had to stay on lock before you even heard of him, most of y'all. You feel what I'm saying? So that's why I try and tell these guys, and you know, you got to grind, you got to grind hard. Now, Young Pat.
What up?
What's going on? Where you from? Where you represent? And what you got going on? Tell the people about you real quick.
Man, I'm from really everywhere, you know what I'm saying? I was born in Macon, Georgia, down in the South, man, straight goddamn grimy gutter South Georgia, you know what I'm saying? Grew up in the goddamn hood of Detroit, you feel me? Done lived in Tennessee, done lived in Florida, done lived in Texas, done lived in Oklahoma, Alaska, California, and Louisiana at one point in time. So, really, I'm from everywhere, and that's one thing I love about myself, because goddamn, We can all get it in. Everybody's the same everywhere, as long as you just keep it real with yourself. As long as you don't lie to yourself, you're going to get respect and you're going to get love shown to you no matter where you go. Now, as far as the music ticket is concerned, right now I'm in Chattanooga. Listen, I did make it up here, by the way, from Friday. And
glad,
I am still up here, out
good,
here on
good.
The grind.
Right, good. I'm glad you made it. You feel me?
And I barely made it in time. You know, the show started at 9. My ass showed up at 9:30.
But you made it, though.
And we went on stage at 11:30. I came off stage at about 12, 1 in the morning, something like that. Shut the show down, of course. You know what I'm saying? Not to be goddamn cocky, but I'm confident in the abilities of the people I fuck with up here in Tennessee and everybody I fuck with across the world, like Nooney Jr., Blizzum. I fuck with y'all to the fullest, man. Anything y'all need, both of y'all got my damn cell phone number. Y'all can holler at me for whatever.
And that's what it's all about. That's just real shit. That's how this shit goes. You feel what I'm saying? So all of my independents on the line and all of my artists, I want you guys to share your story, talk about your grind. Now, with you being that well-traveled, Young Pat, one thing you said that stuck out to me, and I'm going to go to the next caller after this, all right? You said that people are the same everywhere. Would you say the independent grind is the same in Atlanta as it is in Chattanooga, as it is in Houston, as it is in Louisiana, as in Miami? Is the independent grind the same? What can you tell me the differences in the grind from city to city?
The differences is just the population, how many people that you actually have to reach out to, which if you can reach out and touch one person, depending on, like when I say touch them, I mean make them like a loyal-ass fan, you know what I'm saying, really appreciate what you're doing and how you do it and the music you put out and what you're saying, not as far as like your message, but how you organize shit. You know what I'm saying? Your rhyme
right.
schemes. And if you impress one person, that could be all it takes to get you a major record deal. Now, as far as like the grind in Chattanooga, I went to high school up here. So people don't know me as Young Pat. They know me by my government name, which when I come up here, everybody calls me by my government name. But when I tell them I'm doing a show, blah, 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 here, well, word of mouth spreads, and the show ends up getting packed out real quick. Now, when you take it to a big city in Atlanta, you have to hit the grind even harder because there's more open mics there. There's more people. There's more industry people. When you get to the bigger cities, it becomes harder. You can't take over a big city by yourself.
You cannot.
To the point, the independents need to link up, and if they put together one big-ass event, which can be done because I book big-ass events. Like, I got a roster of major artists, and I've got a roster of independent artists, and I fuck with the independent artists before the majors because the independent artists are hungry, and they want to get heard. And then I can call the major DJs, like DJ Cristal and DJ Blake Magic in Atlanta, and have them be at the show. And now you're getting more exposure. You're going to have people come up to you, depending on who you fuck with and how you do it and how you go about it. You know what I'm saying? And again, you can't do this shit with no money because the venue's going to cost money, the DJ's going to cost money, the sound equipment, rental fees, if you have to do that. If the club already has it, well, you're going to have to rent the venue unless you just have a relationship with them, which, again, includes money because you have to get out and you have to meet people. You have to get in the mix. You can't be scared of this shit because it's what the fuck you want. And you got to look at it like that. It's not. It's more than a hobby. Like y'all said, it's your fucking job. So it's a song out there. I can't remember who did it, but that shit is called Get On Your Job, and that basically defines it right there.
Exactly, exactly. Well said, homie. Well said. And I agree, I concur with what he said so far, with what Nooney said. You feel me? You do have to attack markets differently, artists. The way I promote myself in Panama City is not the same way I promote myself. I don't even, because and I go out in the streets of Atlanta every now and again, but the Atlanta is so massively big that I've learned just from my career, the best way to attack a network, which has been productive for me, is to attack Atlanta from an internet standpoint. You feel what I'm saying? Because you can, it's so many people, that even if you go to this venue or you think that this open mic might be the shit or whatever, you go there and it might be some people there, but it's so big you only reached 0.1 of a target audience. Whereas if you attack them in the social networking realm and stuff like that right there, and get other people to bounce it off other people, then you can actually reach more people. You feel what I'm saying? That's in the bigger cities. I think being on your internet game matters immensely in the big cities. In the small cities, you can break out because in the small cities in Panama City, where I'm from, in the hood, it's only one club, and on the beach, it's only two that's pumping. So if I know where the people are going to be. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't got to think about it. It's only a couple of options. You feel what I'm saying? And so that's the difference in a small town grind and a big city grind. Right?
Definitely.
All day.
Right, exactly. So that's how I look at that. All right, young Pat, homie. Hey, man, stay on the line, man, because I'm hoping I got a lot of people raising their hands, so I'm gonna see how many of these people are consumers and how many of them are artists. But I'm going down the line. But I want to get to some of the consumers. So if you guys, if anybody's on the phone line right now, and you're not an artist, but you love, if you're listening to this show, then you fuck with K100 and you listen to music and indie music and shit. And so we need your help. You feel what I'm saying? Because I got a couple of questions for people who are just fans that I want to ask. And it's a battery of questions that I think my independent artists should listen to and take heed to. Because the questions that I'm going to be asking you guys are geared towards helping these independent artists do better with marketing and promotions and stuff like that. And just to give them some general feedback from people who don't probably know them or whatever. By the way, every single artist that's on the phone line tonight, I'm gonna, when I conclude the show, I'm gonna post up something like, you know what I'm saying, great show tonight, thanks to all my artists, blah blah blah. Come in, comment, just say what's up, I was on the line, I'm Young Pat, I'm whoever, if you're my Facebook friend, so my other artists on the line can network with you guys, friend you guys up. I expect you guys to do this. Artist, friend the other person that's talking back on the post up. All right, so at the end of the conclusion of the show, I'm going to type up something on my Facebook page because I'm Facebook friends with probably most of the people who are going to call in, especially the artists, but I want to link you guys up together, all right? So I'm going to type up a post at the end of the show saying thanks for all the artists that called in and blah, 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 and then just come on there and you know what I'm saying, just say a quick comment. I'm Young Pat. I was on the line. Get at me. Here's my reverb, whatever. By the way, if you're an independent artist and you don't have a Reverb Nation site,
Hey, Blizzard.
Yes.
Young Tiger said he want to give you a shout out right now. He on the line.
Oh, go ahead. Let me speak to him.
What up?
What's up, Tiger man? What's going on, homie?
Hello, what's good?
Jalen was good. Hey, you know, I haven't really taught you that much, but I know that Noonan was trying to get us together. I've listened to a couple of your songs, homie, and I like them. Hey, and I know he's trying to get us together to do a collaborative song, so I'm with that. I never did get a chance to get back with him, but that's definitely going to happen because I've heard some of your music and I like it. So I'm going to say that off top. But thanks for joining the show. You feel me? What's going on with you?
Oh, chilling, man. Messed up some things right now.
Right, right. So what do you think about this independent grind that we got that's out here right now? How do you feel about being an independent artist on your grind with it? What do you think about the game right now?
Man, I feel that's like the best move at times because these record labels be jerking people around. Sometimes you gotta get out there and get it yourself, man. That's you trust yourself, I mean, before you trust anybody else. So it starts from within. So if you ain't got the hustle in you, ain't nobody else gonna believe in your hustle. So you gotta go out and show people be independent and do what you do.
Right. So tell people where you from, where you hail from.
Well, I'm born in Los Angeles, California. I was raised down south, Lake Charles, Louisiana to be exact. But
okay.
I've been all over, man. I stayed in Philly a couple years, you know. New York, a couple years. I've been all over the United States, so I
right.
get a little flavor. Well, you can kind of tell in my rhymes, like I use everybody's slang and stuff.
Right.
Worldwide mouth figure, I guess you could say.
Right, right, exactly. Well, look, man, thanks for tuning in to the show. I'm gonna get to a couple of these callers that had their hands raised, cause I got a lot of them. You feel me? Appreciate you calling the show. Make sure you come in and comment on my post that I posted about the show, man, so you can network with some of these other artists. I got a lot of great artists on the line. And I think a lot of these guys, you know what I'm saying, if we just all click up and get this network really going and just be thoroughbred niggas and real motherfuckers, you feel what I'm saying? I think we
Hell
can make
yeah.
it in the industry. Because I got some immense talent on the line. That's what I do know. I got talent on the line that's better than most of the talent that's on top, period. That's all I'm going to say.
That's what's up.
You feel what I'm saying? So make sure you do that for me, all right?
I appreciate that, fam.
All right. All right. Young Pat, stand by. All right. Noonie, I still got your mic open. Mute your background noise if you can. 850-527. I think this is the homegirl. 850-527?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
What's going on? Who's this?
This is Blazeberry. I didn't know anything else that answered.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Okay.
I was just making sure because I had another 850 on the line, so I was making sure because, you know, I don't know nobody's number by heart, but I know you got an 850 number. So this is my homegirl, Blazeberry. She's an artist. This is my first female artist on the line, so that's what's up. You got to show love to the females. Nikki has no competition. Nikki Minaj has no competition. I got her competition on the phone.
Hey, Blizzard. hey, Blizzard. Let me go ahead and say something to Blazeberry.
Go ahead.
Hey, I don't know her, and she don't know me, but my homie been bragging about you like the last week and a half, so I got to check your music out, and I got to see what you're doing.
Are you serious?
Cause like, he called me, like, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, like, about 5 days ago. He was like, yeah, my little homie, man, is doing her thing, and he said the same name that you just said that your name was, so that's what's up.
Oh,
I got
God.
To find you.
Who is
I
it?
Got to check you out. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Who's your homie?
Noonie Jr.
Yeah, no, she said, who's your homie, Noonie?
Oh, Blizzle.
no, but see, Blaze is one of those artists who has, she's got some good music, you know what I'm saying? She's in the early stages of her career recording, but she also has the killer look. One thing I got to put up for the artist. Please don't be amiss about your look. You feel me? Remember that you're an artist, so whenever you're out, not when you're going to work or whatever, you know, you got to work a job, you got to dress in whatever you got to go, what got going. But when you out and about, when you in the club, when you politicking, when you networking at these conferences and mics, you are a representative of yourself as an artist. You need to look the part, okay? You need to be, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you got to do to get it, you need to look the part. You don't need to be looking like a scrub. You need to look like you got some swag. Okay? All right? Now, if you're a female artist, you're going to need some tits and ass. Blaze has enough to share. Okay. Remember, you know what I'm saying? Now, you can, if anybody see my video, Bet the House, she's the hot chick with the shades on. You know what I'm saying? With
oh
the long.
God.
That's her. Right. But she's also an artist. I'm not trying to just take away from her. I'm just saying. You know how us guys is. We love Nicki. We like her music, but we really want to fuck Nicki. You know how it is. That's how it is with females. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know, but you got your music. You feel me? You feel me? Your music. No, for real. Her music is going to be is great. I just did a collaborative song with her that I just sent my verse back to her. So I don't know when she's going to drop that, but that should be hot. You feel me? But she's
we're working on that.
Right, right.
I've been hearing about it for the last week and a half, man. I've been hearing about you, and you just keep doing your thing. I'm going to make sure I check you out.
Yeah, do that. We got to link up.
Right, sure. Exactly. So, Blaze, let me ask you this right here. Being an independent, I know that you're a model slash artist. You feel what I'm saying? You're a model slash artist. So when you guys befriend Blaze Berry, you might want to just go ahead and hit that photo album up real quick. Damn it, man. But, you know what I'm saying? She's a model and an artist. You feel what I'm saying? And, check her out. But what is it like? I want to hear from you. What is it like being a female in this grind? Because I know you go through a whole other set of issues. A nigga saying, yeah, I want you to come over to the studio. But really? You know what I'm saying? That's really what they at. You feel what I'm saying? So I know you go through a whole set of issues that we don't go through. What is it like being a female on the independent grind?
Well, like, you are right on point with that. And, I mean, unfortunately, like, it is harder for us women. I mean, I'm sure it's hard for men, too. But, okay, well, like, in my instance, like, I'm not ugly, but I'm not conceited. So, like, if I want to do a collab, I mean, the guy, like, they don't take me serious. And, unfortunately, like, I've had to put my music on the side because of that. I do have a good manager now to where I can focus on that, and he'll be there with me. But before, like, if I was at a collab, I mean, it's like 2 hours of just bullshitting in the studio. I'm like, I'm here to work. I'm here to focus on what I came here to do. The flirting and stuff needs to be, like, put to the side. 99% of the people that I have recorded with has tried me. And it's just, like, frustrating because I know what I'm worth. And I think that, like, women back in the days paved the way for that. Like, it's just... They made themselves too available, and it makes it harder for women like me who are trying to take, you know, our music seriously, and people don't look at it like that.
Hey, Blizzle, can I comment on that? Like,
yeah, go ahead.
I've worked with a lot of female artists who look real good. Some of them don't look real good, but like I've actually became almost a part of their family because I did not try them.
Right,
you know,
right.
Like, they, like, adopted me into their family. I mean, I'm talking about they got all of their people knowing about me and talking about me just because I did not try them. Just,
right.
I mean, no matter what the girl looked like, I didn't try them. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, one thing all you male producers and male beat makers and DJs, like, yeah, I mean, if you got to work that hard just to get some, I mean, you kind of sad, you feel me?
right.
That's how we feel.
Right. Now I'm highly flirtatious. Everybody knows that about me. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So I may flirt a little bit, but at the end of the day, I'm 100% business. You feel what I'm saying?
I ain't talking about the flirting, though. I'm talking about the all-the-way trying.
Right, all-the-way trying, but I've never done that. And that's why I think, like, my artist that's on my label, Vision, you feel me? She all throughout the years, that was the number one thing that she just really respected, and she was like, that's why I really rock with you, because she was like, man, from the gate, you was about music, you trying to get this music done, you feel what I'm saying? She's, that's why she rocked with me, and she introduced me to a lot of other people that helped me along down in the Panama City scene, and a lot of my affiliations in Panama City, because we didn't grow up being friends. Even though Panama City's small, it's still people that you really just don't know like that, and a lot of my affiliations in the music came after the fact through her, because she was like, you know what I'm saying, y'all fuck with this nigga, because this nigga's like about this shit, he's about business, and this is what he about. And you know what I'm saying? And so that rings throughout the industry. One other thing I need to remind you guys and all you artists, man, if you don't listen to shit as I say, let me listen to this. This fucking industry is big, but it ain't. Once again, this fucking industry is big, but it ain't. It's a lot of people trying to do music, but it's only a couple of people in key places. Be a man of your word. Don't talk about niggas behind their back, because it's a great chance that you fucking talking to somebody who actually know that other motherfucker. Okay? I don't know how many times I've seen people try to badmouth and say some slick shit about the wrong motherfucker and fuck up their career. You feel what I'm saying? All right? This industry is big, but it's not at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Especially in fucking Atlanta. All right? You never know who the fuck knows who.
from who the fuck went to Dove and Maze and Tri-Cities together around this bitch? All right? So careful what you say about other artists and stuff like that if you really don't know. A, if it's not true, just kill your fucking self. And even if it is, just mind your tongue in this industry. All right? Not saying be a bitch and bite your tongue. If a nigga do some fuck shit, he just do some fuck shit and you be a real nigga and call him out. But at the end of the day, if it's not that serious, careful. Watch your fucking mouth. That's some advice that could take you a long way. I've seen people fuck up their deals and careers saying the wrong shit to the wrong person, thinking that person didn't know that person. Now, that's just some advice you might want to take with you, all right? Now, Blaze.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me what is it like, you know, for you, outside of being just a female independent, of course, tell the people where you're from and what you're about and what you got going on first. Go ahead and do that.
Okay, well, I was made in the Philippines, but I was born and raised in Panama City, so, you know, I hail from Panama City. I do represent all of Alabama.
Okay, all right.
My team is from, I stand behind them. I mean, I'm an entertainer. Like, I'm the Blazeberry Pie. I'm a model, a vixen, singer, songwriter, raptress, actress. I do it all. I'm like an entertainer. Google Blazeberry.
Right.
You're going to make you laugh, smile, enjoy yourself.
Right. Of course. And do that. You feel me? And do that. So when is the song going to be done, Blaze, that the verse? I murdered the verse, by the way.
I'm working on that this week. I'm setting up a studio appointment.
I really murdered that verse on that. I love that song. All you got to do, you got the song. Y'all, when y'all hear the song is sexy. You're going to get a lot
y'all
of...
Y'all going to make a baby to that. Me and Blissom are going to be the cause of babies born this year.
Yes. Yeah,
okay. Sound like my kind of music.
Hey, I'm telling you, man, that song is on some straight up sexy shit, some straight sex shit, but it's hot. You feel me? The beat is gangster, and she did her thing, and you know, I came through and did my 16, and it's what's popping. So you guys be on the lookout for that collaborative effort right there. Blaze, stand by, all right? We'll go to the next call, okay?
Okay.
All right, 678-499. 678-499.
They don't want to talk.
678-499.
678.
I think it's an artist, so they've been on the line from the damn beginning of the show. 678. I don't want to skip them. 678-499. All right, 678-499. I'll come back to your line. Maybe they're in the middle of something. They was fumbling with the phone, like they might have been getting some head or something. Who knows? Next up. I see Raspy Rawls on the line. I see Big Bully Streets on the line. Dink De Niro. Destrez in the building. And I see a 478. So 678, one last call. 499. Dundada. Raspy Rawls, what it do, homie?
What it do, homie?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show. Dink De Niro is on deck. Bully's on deck. 478's on deck. All right, I see a consumer on the line. Two consumers on the line. I'm going to get to these guys. I got some questions for them. Some of you artists might need to hear it. So Raspy, man, thanks for calling the show. First thing, can you guess why we call him Raspy?
if they can't, something wrong.
I guess they don't get it. They ain't paying attention. All right. So, homie, tell the people about where you from, where you hail from, and where you represent.
I'm out of a little country town called Franklin, Louisiana. If you pass by it on the highway and you blink your eyes, you're going to pass by us.
Right. But it's where you from. It's where you represent. You dig? All right. So, what you think, Raspy, about this independent grind? You feel what I'm saying? What do you think? What is it like for you being an independent artist, coming from a fairly small area? How do you attack the game?
For me, I do everything on my own because I don't want my career in no one else's hands.
At some point, though, you know, with success, you're going to have to give that theory up because it's not going
to
be.
Yeah, I know that. But for me to start and brand myself.
Uh-huh.
I'm a brand myself off of how I want to brand myself to start off with. So whoever comes in can have her idea of which direction I'm going in.
Right, exactly. I like that. I'm that way too. A lot of people don't know, you know what I'm saying, what's really been going on with my career. They don't even know how close I've come to being signed to a major label. You feel me? But actually not fucked up the deal, but basically was just like walked away from it because they wanted me to do a brand of music and change up everything about me, and I wasn't comfortable with doing it because I felt like I wasn't successful if I ever blew up because I can't replicate what it is you want me to do. I can be Blissom. I can replicate that 1,000 times. I can replicate being Blissom in my sleep because that's me. But when you tell me to make a certain kind of song or be a certain kind of way in order to just blow up or just because, and I blow up off of that, I've seen an artist do that, and then their career went down really fast because they blew up off one kind of style, but that's not really the style they really own. It's what the label made them do. And so their first hit single came out being a certain kind of song, but that's really not what kind of artist they was up until the point that the label got involved with their career. And so when they had to keep replicating that to be successful because the people love that about them, they love that image of them, they could replicate it and they fail. All right? So be mindful of that, you artists, okay? I'm just saying. I'm not saying pass up any deals. Hindsight 2020, I probably would have goddamn, I don't know, if I would have made the same decision at this point because I thought I would have a million other opportunities come quicker and then not the case. So Raspy, what do you think about the state of the music industry right now? What do you think about the game?
It's fucking shitty.
Really? Why do you say that?
Because they don't put out good music. Everybody is a fucking clone of somebody fucking else. Nobody putting out good music. I ain't gonna say nobody, but the majors, they just put out fucking bullshit to me.
Hey, hold on. Hey, listen. I think he's right, but I don't think all of the majors are doing it. I just think the ones that are the most popular are doing it.
Put it like this. The majority rules. Not all of them. Like, Obama didn't win everybody vote, but majority of people voted for him, so majority rules. You know what I'm saying? They got some artists out there that still put out good music, but majority of them put out that bullshit.
You gotta look at it though. You know, one thing about it, everybody be telling me about, and I ain't talking about you, cause I know that you stand behind your word, but everybody be telling me that Lil Wayne is gay, and Lil Wayne ain't representing New Orleans right, and he got tight jeans, and he's not talking about nothing. But I swear to God, every time Lil Wayne have a concert, it'd be 100,000 people there.
Every time.
Yep. You ain't
every fucking time. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time. Fresh out of jail, off a year, come back, he's headlining New Year's Eve.
I'm not talking about Raspy. I'm just saying, but a lot of the people who say this same stuff about Wayne be the same ones that's up there.
And quote everything he says.
Right. So, Raspy, what do you think about? I'm moving right along. I see I got Dink and Bully up next. I'm gonna get to these guys, and I'm gonna get to these consumers. And 478, I think that's an artist also. So what do you think about? Okay, let me tell you about my homie Raspy Rawls. Raspy comes from a brand of hip hop where he's talking about meaning deep things in his music. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? He's very 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 hairy on religious and political fodder. You feel what I'm saying? So it shows in his music. I am too. If you listen to some of my songs, you know, you can't listen to whatever you want and then listen to the thicker things. And, you know, there's two different songs. And that's a trait of mine that I like to do. I would like to think that all of you artists would not sit here and have enough sense to not make only just one kind of song. But then again, if that one kind of song is what's making you hot, make that song. And ride that shit. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? So I'm going to ask you this, Raspy. Let me give you a scenario. Say, for instance, you happen to make a quote-unquote club song that's really silly, not talking about nothing but going to the club and getting fucked up and wasted, and it's a hit. But we all know that 90% of the Raspy Rawls music is on some deep-thinking conscious shit. You feel what I'm saying? And that song blows up. Do you try to switch up your style? What would you do? I'm asking you a question. What would you do? If that song is all of a sudden the hottest thing out, are you gonna not? Right. Are you gonna change it, or what are you gonna do?
No, I couldn't keep doing it because I know it ain't me. You know what I'm saying? My just the person that I am will reject me to continue to do it. You know what I'm saying? I can't live a lie. I don't know how people do it to each his own, but I can't. You know what I'm saying? I don't
fall on the club? Do you go to the club? Do you ever go to the club?
I don't go out no more.
Oh, you don't go out
no more? I ain't even going to lie to you. I don't go out no more, my nigga. I ain't even going to lie to you. I ain't sit up here. Matter of fact, everybody called me this weekend. They had so much shit going on this weekend. I was like, man, I don't go out no more. I got other shit to do. There's too much shit going on for me to be worried about a club.
So as an indie, you think it's more important for you to stay true to yourself than to, quote, unquote, try to make a hit single for the masses in order to advance your career? This is a very important question, artist. Very important. Go ahead, answer the question.
If you gonna make that hit, if you gonna make it, you gonna make it, because that's the type of music you make. You luck up. But if you gonna make it, you gonna make. You know what I'm saying? I ain't about to make go shoot just all right. I'm gonna shoot for this just to see if I could. Nah, that ain't where for me. No, that ain't gonna cut it for me. Now, some other people they might be shooting that way, but for me, no.
Okay.
Gotta stay true to me.
What do you think about that, Nooney? What do you think about that?
I like what he's saying, and like I don't want nobody to take this the wrong way, but one thing about a lot of Louisiana and even Houston artists, we really stay true to what we believe in. You know what I mean? Like, and like I say, I'm not trying to say that don't nobody else do it. I'm just speaking for us. You know, we really don't conform to what they doing in Atlanta,
right.
What they doing in Dallas, and what they doing in New York. You know, we always gonna do us. You know, when Scarface blew up, when Master P blew up, when Lil Flip blew up, they were still doing the same type of music that they always did. They never changed it. You know, that's why Zero and Trey have not blown up yet, because they are sticking to what they like to do, and they sticking to what they neighborhood like. Some people call it stupid, some people call it real, but we just call it what it is. So I like what he's saying. He always got us a supporter in me.
You're going to have some artists that don't agree with that. They're going to say, look, you do whatever to get you hot, and then you can switch it up. But I'm trying to tell some of you artists that does not always happen. Sometimes when you try and switch it up, that's when you fall off. I personally know an artist who did that. He tried to switch it up on the second album and give them himself on the second album, and it sold a tenth of what his first record did.
Man,
I know this guy personally.
Hey,
you see what I'm saying?
Hey, they can feel whatever way they want to feel. But if you're
right.
Doing your thing in Houston, you don't need to blow up in the rest of the world. You don't. You know, once you blow up in H-Town, the whole state of Texas is gonna ride with you. That's 37 million people. Arkansas gonna ride with you. Most of Louisiana gonna ride with you, and half of Mississippi gonna ride with you. It's just official. Oklahoma gonna ride with you.
And
you
as an independent, you don't have to sell a million records. As an independent, if you sell 50,000 copies, you really way, 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 way past good. Cause you're good.
Yeah, you could, yeah.
You good.
Yeah.
You're probably seeing more checks than a platinum artist with a major deal. You're probably getting more cash from the sales. If you know about record deals in the industry, okay? You can sell a million records as a major artist and won't get as much cash from that million-dollar sales as a motherfucking indie selling 5,000 copies.
Hey, man, I don't want to hold you up, but I got something else to say.
Go ahead.
To all y'all people that's talking about Free Lil Boosie, and Lil Boosie is y'all favorite rapper, but y'all ain't buy that man album, man, I don't even got nothing to say to y'all, for real, because this dude sold less than all of the people that's on BET. And I always see people saying Boosie is their favorite rapper, but you did not buy his CD. So stop telling me that. Don't come to me. You might go to somebody else and say that, but don't come to me and say that Boosie is your favorite artist and you ain't bought his CD.
But Nooney, let me tell you something. This is my dilemma. I'm going to Dink DeNiro and Bully and then 478. This is my dilemma, okay? This is my problem with niggas, black folks. This is my issue. A nigga can really like a rapper and really be like that's their favorite rapper, but not buy their shit. Yes, they do, dog. They do it all the time.
Yeah. I'm not saying that they can't do it, but see, people have to see. But listen, black people have to understand the definition of favorite.
I guess is that the problem with them? Did they understand that? Because I know a lot of people who love a certain artist but don't buy the album. They listen to it in the club. That's their favorite motherfucking song. Every time that motherfucker come on, they love that motherfucking nigga, but they do not go out. And that's why
hip-hop is the number one
popular song, but not they don't sell it.
I'm going to tell you what love is. Love is when you promote my radio show and I ain't gave you a dime for it, and there's no promise of instant success.
Right.
Okay, now falling in love with the money and the gangster stuff the dude talking about, that's cool, but that's no. Like when I was gonna get jumped by them 40 people in Four Corners, Louisiana, and Raspy Ross went down there with me, just me and him, that's called love.
Right.
So, you know, the definition of love that these people have, that's not love to me. So I will never understand them.
Okay. But that's what black people do. That's my issue with a lot of black people. That's why I got some of these consumers on the line, and I'm trying
we
to
don't support
understand.
Each other.
Yeah, we don't. That's a black problem. That's beyond as artists and music. That's a black people problem. That's a whole other discussion. I've had shows about this. You can go back and check the art. That is a black people problem. You feel what I'm saying? Black people love you. And the problem, let me tell you something. Real quick, and I'm going to go to Dink. The problem is black people, for some reason, even though we're the lowest on the economic poll, we're the most materialistic motherfuckers. We respect a nigga more when we think this nigga got something. That's why you have to create the illusion of having something. That's why rappers lie in their music about what shit they're really not doing to impress these bitches and impress these niggas to make them think they got shit, because niggas don't respect real, raw, true shit. They really want to see you. They want to see success first before it's actually garnered. You feel what I'm saying? That is the difference.
Right.
Well, that's the problem with black people. That's why, as independent artists, really, it's hard as fuck, but you can see an indie rock band, if they got talent, they can go out and get shows and get books and go out and do things and shit and get love, sell their merchandise. The white girl's going to be screaming, "Oh, I fucking love you, dude. Give me a T-shirt. Yeah."
And they got
to get your $5 CD after the show, even if you rock their ass all night.
This shit, cheapest shit, a dirty T-shirt. They don't care what they wear.
Right.
But the white folks gonna support them.
This is what we up against, indies. This is what we're up against, artists. Okay.
That's like,
hey,
that's
man.
Like where I'm from.
Hey, Blizz.
I get more support from y'all out of state than I do right here where I'm from.
Hey, Blizz.
That's another thing. Go ahead, Nooney.
Can I say one more thing, man? Going on tour with Lil Webby. I've seen some things that maybe not everybody sees. Now, some people seen it. Webby get a lot of love, right?
Uh-huh.
But check this out. Webby might be in this city one day. So he not in that city next week. The same chick or the same dudes who was all up in his face trying to get close, next week is going to be Waka Flocka. And if you ask that same person about Webby, they like, "Webby who?
Right.
Because Waka Flocka is in town now. So now it's all about Waka Flocka. It's like people are not loyal. People don't know how to really support, man. Like, you know, like so many people be supporting stuff for the wrong reasons. And I ain't knocking them.
Say that again. Say that again.
Like they supporting for the wrong reasons.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and it's just like I'm not knocking them. I'm not hating on them. But
right.
Like. When dudes be at the open mic, if this cat don't have his whole hood behind him, ain't nobody gonna clap for him, even though he could have been the best one up there.
Right.
And to me, that's just pure hatred. That's pure separatism. That's just pure everything that's negative. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. 678. That was Tank. That was my homie Tank. Tank. If you listen on the internet, man, call back. I came to your line, homie. I just sent you a message on Facebook. Call back, because I want to get Tank on the line. Absolutely. You feel me? All right, Raspy Raw, stand by, homie. Thanks for calling in. Don't hang up, though. All right?
I'll be calling your show tonight. I got some shit for your show tonight.
All right.
Dink De Niro.
What up, homie?
What it is, homie. Thanks for calling the show, you dig? You feel me? This is my fellow... This is my fellow homie from the Team Striz movement. Now, the Team Striz, matter of fact, Bully Streets.
Yo.
What up? I got Bully. I got my homie Bully and my homie Dink De Niro on the line. I'm opening up both of their mics for a specific reason.
Team Striz.
What it do? All day long.
What up, Streets?
Right.
What up, my De Niro?
I got both of these guys' mics open because The we got a project together. If you're my Facebook friend, you know I've been blasting it out. It's called we are known as Team Striz. You feel what I'm saying? And just that project came together on straight up a couple of independent artists recognizing the talent and grind of other independent artists and saying, "Look, we featured on each other's songs before. That shit came out hot. Let's do a project." Am I right or wrong, fellas?
Right. And it came out massive, like crazy big. Like, I don't,
right.
Like, fellas, for the other artists that's on here, like, I don't stop smiling about this project, man, because, like, all these dudes in my dudes, Blizzum, he'll tell you we first started on this crazy record. We did Hood Anthem. And, like, I just, you know, whoever knows B-Lo down, he just had the track for me. And I just looked at it and I just threw Blizzum on it. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Blizzum was there. We did it, and it just, from there, it continued to be magic. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
We always stayed in tune and touch with each other. You know what I'm
right.
saying? And, like, the music, you know, our grind, man, us just being out there grinding, it just became, like, crazy. You know, I'm coming from one big city to another big city, so you guys could imagine how hard it is for Dink. Not for, I mean, everybody on here is grinding crazy.
But
I'm like,
city
from
you
New York.
From, right? You know what I mean? Don't know what city you coming from, though.
I'm coming from New York.
Right,
I'm
right.
Me sure. Queens.
Yeah.
It's like I'm coming
right.
from grinding there to here, which makes it just makes it extra harder. You know what I'm saying? Because there is tough. Here is tough because everybody's throwing music in your face here. The same. So I'm coming from two scenes that's just real heavy on the music scene. So it's like a real hard grind.
Right,
you know what I'm
right.
saying? So that's crazy, but, like, us forming together and coming together the way we did, man, I'm looking forward to, like, real big things coming into the summer for us, you know what I'm saying? Individual projects, solo projects, as well as group projects, man.
Exactly.
We've been working and grinding real hard, you know what I'm saying? So we giving the people something real great, like, what people didn't hear in a long time, which is good music, great music. It ain't territorial. You got me from New York, like Liz from Panama City, Florida. You got Big Bully Streets from North Carolina, Nels from Detroit, and missing a person, and my man Skylar from New York too, man. And like, man, we came out with an incredible project, man, for everybody. So you know, you guys, you know, stay tuned for that joint coming real soon.
Right, exactly. Now go ahead, Noonie, real quick, Noonie, did you want to say something? Real quick.
Hey, for all of the people listening, just like the homie said from Queens, when you got this Team Striz, and I don't even know them, but I've heard about them from Blizzum numerous amount of times. When you got these cats forming together, now they might have had 10 fans. That's going to turn into 100 fans. That's going to turn into 1,000 fans. That's going to turn into 10,000 fans. And once these dudes click up and drop this stuff coming for the spring and the summer, you're going to have to respect it, because if Blizzum is promoting it, I'm promoting it. If I'm promoting it, Super Unit promoting it. If homie from Queens promoting it, all his people promoting it. And see, all that hating, that unnecessary hating and jocking, that stuff ain't going to get you nowhere. You feel me?
Exactly.
We said the blueprint. It's the blueprint. This is the blueprint right here. What we doing? Now, this is the blueprint. This is how everybody's going to have to do it from an independent standpoint. You can't do it by yourself. It's not that type of game no more. Period.
Right.
Period. This year is the worst year for music sales ever.
Ever.
I don't care if you're talking about digital. I don't care if you're talking about, you know, actual CDs. It's the worst year ever. The best-selling album this year was Eminem. I think it did like 4 mil. Now, I mean, that was the best, period. Any genre. So, right, we're setting the precedent right here. This is how you're going to have to do it. You got to link up with somebody in your hood, somebody that you see grind, that you respect they grind, and then y'all going to have to form some type of conglomerate and go at it that way if you're an independent artist. Period. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
That takes
a lot of, you got to check your ego at the door. When I go in there, you know what I mean? I feel like I'm nice, I feel like I'm hot, but I also know that, you know, Blizz was hot, I know that Nextel was hot. I know that Dink is hot. You know what I'm saying? I got to check my ego at the door. You know what I mean? I got to listen to what they say. And sometimes I can speak my mind. But it's not my project. You know, I got to step aside and let them do what they do and let them shine as well. So it's tough. But at the end of the day, it's the best way to go about it. We have a lot of fun together. You know what I mean? Grinding it out together. And we do our one, two things. So, I mean, that's the way to do it. This is the best way to go about doing what you're doing.
Exactly. I want to say one thing, man. Now, like I said, you got, like, with the Team Striz project, I'm really glad these guys called in, because that like I said, it's power in numbers. Noonie couldn't have said it better. If Noonie fucking with Blizzum,
You feel me? And I'm promoting it. Then Nooney's fuck, and then that means Nooney's fucking with it. If I'm fucking with Bully, and then Hitter Hollis is fucking with it. You feel what I'm saying? They fucking with Bully and everything. And it's like it's massive. And then when we drop independent projects, we still affiliated. So we still come out to each other's video shoots and come out to each other's album releases and all this kind of shit. And it's so big. It looks so fucking big. When you look at that fucking CD, it's going to have like four different motherfucking logos on it. It looks big. That's what the big people do. They look big. They look like they got all these people and all this machine. Well, that's what the fuck we got. And as an independent, you got to have that mind frame. You got to have that fucking mind frame. Man, and the homie Bully Bully, you said something that sounds so easy, but it's so hard for a lot of niggas to do. Checking their fucking ego at the door.
When Blizzle tell me, Bully, I need you to do this over, do I argue?
No.
I don't say nothing. I don't say shit. I'm like, yo, okay, if Blizzle like this, do it like this, do it this way. I do it, whether I agree with him or not. You feel me? You know what I mean, if I disagree, you know, wholeheartedly, you know, of course, I'm step up for myself. But it's about, you know, that man's talent. That man got a talent you don't got. He got a better ear than you. He's an engineer as well as an artist, so he knows what he's hearing. So you got to be able to tell yourself, well, you know, he's not. We all on the same team, so he's not going to put me out there to sound white. You know what I mean? He's going to have my best interest at heart as well. So it's no problem. You got to check your ego at the door, man. Period.
Yeah.
Period.
And it's a feeling. As an artist, you got to understand, when you start working with more artists and start affiliating and networking, like right now, like my homie with B-Low Down, his name is circulating heavy right now. He's a producer, but his name is circulating. You just heard Dink say his name. He did the Grind to the Max shit. Nooney's never met him, but Nooney knows about B-Lo as a producer because of the affiliation. You feel what I'm saying? So if you're a producer and you're on the line, you got to give beats out to different cats and different camps and shit and try to get cats to network. Stop being a crowd.
I got a B-Lo Down beat.
No, stop being a crowd. Stop being a crowd, man.
I got a B-Lo Down beat, sir. What you mean, man?
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You feel me?
I met B-Lo before I met you.
Right. Right. You know what I'm saying?
And
so it's like, you know,
he said, it's like the blueprint, man. And it also shows great unity amongst, you know what I'm saying, the different. Because, like, I'm the NY cat. So, you know, there's some type of territorial things that go on in the south of New York. Some people may say this is whack and that is whack. But everybody that know me and know Dink, he ain't knowing that. I show love to everybody. I fuck with everybody. You hot, I'm hot. Let's do it. Let's get together. Let's make music. I don't care if it's up north beat, a down south beat. I'm rocking on it, homie.
Yeah.
Please believe that.
That's why I want to let people know where he was from. Because New Yorkers get a bad rap like that. It may be justified. I don't know. I felt like a little bit was going down like last night on Game Run. I feel like that's gonna be going down. You know what I mean? That's just a whole little story though. You know what I mean? But I feel like I'll be feeling that. So I just want everybody to know where you was from, so you can see that, you know, niggas is grinding. No matter where you at, niggas is still grinding. Some people are still humble. Period. You know what I mean? Niggas get a bad rap sometimes, but this guy here, he's not like that. He's nothing like that. Nothing.
I'm a perfect example of that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's just love, man. From day one when I met these cats, everybody know. You know what I'm saying? And for everybody that don't know, everybody met through me. You know what I mean?
New York cat,
everybody met through me because that's just how I was. Everybody was respecting the grind. We just grind. I'm like, yo, let's go. Let's do it, Bully. I met Bully. Me and Bully just rocked ever since. That's my homie. We love. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. Blizzard the same way, man. I ride or die for him the same way. Like, it's crazy, man. Like, for real. So, it's not only on the music. And like Blizzard said before, like, yo, this is like, you know what I'm saying, really a band of brothers, man. We, like, really go hard with each other. Like Bully said, we do nothing but have a good time around each other. We rock hard in the studio. We get it in, man. Like, y'all got to see it. It's a sight to see, man. And it's mad love. You know what I'm saying? So,
tonight,
everybody that's on this line, let's do it, man. Let's connect, because Team Striz is like that movement, you know what I'm saying, Chainless, the Gold Bully, the Five Diamonds.
Come on, man.
It's like that
if
movement.
If you're an independent artist and you're not fucking with us, then you're doing yourself a disservice. It's point blank, period. We're doing way more. First of all, I don't give a fuck who you are. I feel everybody's ground. We're doing way more than you as a conglomerate, period. You know what I mean? You might take that certain way, whatever, how you feel. But we're doing way more than you. You know what I mean? But we don't mind cutting niggas in either, though. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're doing way more than you. So you got to fuck with us, man. You got to. We next. It don't matter.
Yeah,
I don't care
how
you feel. We next. That's why, like yesterday on Game Run, I ain't keep bringing it up. But I ain't like how you try to play my nigga prison, like, you know, who engineered it? Like, get the fuck out of here, nigga. Like, the
right.
fuck you mean? What the fuck you mean?
I don't know.
So I hate when people be trying to talk like they can fuck with it. They don't know who I am. You don't know who we are. Like, they tried to play the nigga Blizzard yesterday, so Blizzard had to put the whole catalog out on these bitch niggas. You know what I mean? What up? You know what I mean? We that deep. We that many songs deep in this shit, man. You know what I mean? As a group, we can put out 300 songs. What up?
Right.
All together. You know what I mean? Y'all niggas ain't fucking with it like that. Period.
Right.
It's power in numbers, and that was the whole point of me fucking with the Team Shreds movement, because it multiplied. Because I got 200 songs, and every artist on the camp got 300 songs. You feel me? So I was having a catalog of 200, 300 to 1,000 or some shit. And because we all fuck with each other, and I'm saying this, and I'm letting my homies talk because they my motherfucking niggas, A, and B, because the indies out here who have an issue or a problem with collaborating and working with other artists, you got to get over that. You are doing your career a disservice. You got to learn how to network and collaborate with other indies that's on the grind. Not just any old motherfucker. You feel me? But when you grind and you see a talent, respect it. Get with that motherfucker.
Respect. Don't be on the shows. Don't be on these making and breaking shows running your fucking mouth. You know what I mean? If you ain't got shit to add to the situation, you feel me? You hear a real nigga like a Blizzom, you hear Big Bully Street or DC Nero, don't be sitting there like making and breaking, bitch. You know what I mean? It's one song out of 200. Don't try to play nobody like they corny out here. You feel me?
Right.
That's just what it is. We
but
grind,
I mean,
we
Nooney was kind of making these points from the beginning. You know
right.
what I'm saying? How cash we hate. And Nooney, like, was really breaking it down to where we at right now.
That's
the whole time.
That's why it is the way it is, man. The independent artists. You know, I say these because I separate myself from most independent artists, man. You know what I mean? Word up. Number one, you know, this is all I do. I do music. You know what I mean? A little comfortably. I don't press no clock. I do music. I don't sell no dope. You know what I mean? I do fucking music. Period. Period. You know what I mean? You lie. That's
yeah,
cool. You play some shit to me about music or anybody I fuck with. You know what I mean? Because that's what we do. We do this. We're not out here playing around. This ain't a fucking hobby. You know what I mean? It's
a fucking hobby.
We're going to die over here, man. So when I hear people trying to get at my nigga on these little diss shows, cracking jokes before motherfuckers even get on the mic or before motherfuckers even, you know, you hear the song, you cracking jokes, you see, you think it's funny. It's not funny. It's how we eat. You know what I mean? We get money like this. You know, fuck, man. I didn't want to be on the show today. I ain't gonna lie. I'm still hot about that shit last night, man. I ain't gonna
put it. I can tell.
Right,
I gotta
right.
see what the situation is. So, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
I gotta.
We'll get into it. I'll tell you about it, man. It was crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Bully.
Let's continue with the show.
But no, I'm gonna let Street speak his piece. This is my homie, man. He got it. He wanna get it off his chest. I'm gonna let him give it to it. This K100, that's my nigga. You feel me? Now you guys stand by. Go ahead, Nooney.
Hey, I got to hear his music, man. After hearing him say all that, I got to hear the music now.
Right. Check, his new single, Automatic with Nails, murder. That's a straight club banger. That's a V. We just shot, what time for the homie, Big Bully Street? We just had a video shoot, motherfucker.
Yeah,
we dropping two videos within 2 months, nigga. We dropped Bet the House on You Fuckers in January. We finna drop the motherfucking goddamn Bully shit, Automatic. We got some motion coming. The Grind to the Max video coming.
It's a party coming.
The Grind to the Max shit is coming because me and Nooney gonna work that shit out with the kid down in Duval. We ain't playing with you motherfuckers. Get your visuals on. All right?
Yeah,
get
your
game
visuals.
Up.
That's what it's about.
We
get
coming.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it's about. All I'm saying is respect what we're doing, man. If you're an independent artist, respect how we move. You know what I mean? Because you're not moving like us. Period. I'm sorry. It is what it is. You know what I mean? You're not moving like us, man. When you hear Blizzom, Nooney Jr., everybody we connected with is doing big shit moves. All right, it's nothing, you know, your boyfriend's little brother and shit like that. You know what I mean? No,
right.
None of that, man. This is what we do.
Right.
So, Noonie, you guys know when Grind to the Max went up there, niggas was sharing that shit, man. Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? That's how we are, man. It's love
right.
here, man.
Right,
team,
right.
Listen, like, we the team of the streets, man.
Right.
I really do appreciate that. Hey, and whenever y'all,
real talk, I ain't gonna lie. I really want some niggas to get behind us. You know what I mean? Follow us and we'll help you get on. You know what I mean? Because I don't feel like niggas is good like us, man. You know what I mean? Independent artists will be on, they talk this shit, they say whatever. You know what I mean? But what are you doing, really, though? Really? Really? How many hours a day do you put into your own career? You know what I mean? Do you work more for Walmart or more for yourself? You know what I mean? More for your job, wherever you work at. You know what I mean? Do you work more for them? If you do 8 hours for them, do you come home and put in 8 hours for yourself? You know what I mean? Do you do that? Or do you just sit around, write two raps, put out a single, and fucking complain about how fucked up the game is? You know what I mean?
Right. I feel you. He's right, some real shit though.
He's just, that's really, really real talk. You feel what I'm saying? He's not. It's just a lot of artists don't understand that this shit is not a game. When you get to the level that we all, this is what we do, man.
You saying that in the beginning.
I know, but I'm just reiterating it right now, Dink, because this is not a game for us. This is what the fuck
it's
we do as men, and this is what we do as men. We out here, we got kids, motherfucker. Okay,
right.
But
we
grown ass men. But this is what we do. You feel
I'm
me?
100.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do, man.
100 going on, so it works.
Right. You know what I'm saying? All right, so stand by Streets and stand by Dink. You feel me?
Right.
And I got Tank on the line, so I'm going to open up his line. So you guys stand by, all right?
All right, cool. All
right. So I'm going to open up my homie Tank's line. You feel me? Damn, my 478 hung up on me. I was trying to get to him. But, you know, I had to let the homie get the floor because he was keeping it 100. You feel me? And then I got some consumers. I'm going to go to the consumers, all right? I see them with their hands raised, and I got them a couple minutes, and I'm going to play Noonie's joint. So let's go ahead and rock this. Tank, what's up?
What's up, man?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show. I tried to come to you earlier, but I don't know. I guess you didn't hear me when I was trying to come to your line, but
you already know I'm always in the motherfucking studio. I don't play shit. I was recording right then.
Exactly. So tell them who you are, man. What you do and where you from, real quick.
You probably don't know. I'm one of the originators of the A-Town Bass. We came out with that song What's Up in the 90s. I've been in the game every motherfucking since then. You know what I mean?
Right. Now, if you know what's up, you ever heard that?
Hey,
that's me before us, man, yo.
Right, go ahead, Noonie.
So, yeah. Hey, Blizzum.
Yeah,
hey, Blizzum, man, hey, I just want to give a shout-out to that whole conversation that just went down. Anybody got something negative to say about that, you don't understand the homie pain and struggle and grind, man. You don't understand all of the stuff we have to go through, all the stuff he had to go through, to get to where he at, you know what I'm saying? So,
right. Hey,
if you want to get like him, then get like him. You feel me? But all that
right. Hating
and stuff, you know, people sending me inboxes and stuff about what was just said. Don't inbox me, homie. Inbox him and ask him for an address to meet at. You know what I'm saying? Don't inbox me, or better yet, you can come meet me up at an address. You feel me? I don't know why they so intimidated by his conversation. The man said some real stuff. You know, the man said some real stuff.
Right. Well,
some people can't take the truth.
And it's like a 99% chance you really don't want it with Streets. So you know what I'm saying? I mean, really. So Tank. So you know now. Tell me, since you got this, since you came out with the original, you was a trendsetter with that kind of bass style, and then that kind of faded or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Kind of sort of faded off or whatever. But how was it? What's the difference now back then with production and everything, as opposed to the game now? How did you change and evolve with the change in production and everything?
Really, I started out as an artist.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, having been on both sides of the game, being an artist is back then was a whole lot easier because as far as Atlanta goes, you didn't have that many. Oh, you had Kilo, you had Raheem, you had DJ Taz, which was a partner of mine. You had, you know, you only had a few, DJ Lynn, Kids and Rock, you know.
Right.
You didn't have a lot. Like now, it's like the game is so saturated, but it's still easier in Atlanta because everything here in Atlanta, it should be no motherfucking excuse why artists can't get a deal in Atlanta or can't blow in Atlanta because every fucking thing is here.
Right. Well, I think you still need the money, though, Tank. You say that, but you say it because I live in Atlanta and I haven't blowed or whatever. I think you still need the money, especially in a city this big. If you want to attack this person, you still need the money.
Yeah, don't get it twisted. You need a, you know, like you saying, like that whole Teen Trish movement, man. That's
right.
Perfect. You need a movie like that. You got to have that, man. You got to have that behind you. And, you know, for indies, you know, it's like you said, indie label got to team up, man. It got to. It got to.
Exactly, they got you. We got you. That's like I said, now through my affiliation with Team Stress, I'm affiliated with you. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I'm affiliated with a couple of more people through my affiliations with them, man. You feel what I'm saying? And we're making big moves. So you guys, I'm having this show and I'm having this platform for the artists and everything, but don't get it twisted. Everybody on here is really grinders. Everybody on here really goes hard with their career. And everybody I done put on the phone so far is some straight up real niggas. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I mean? And female. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Talented.
I've been hearing artists called in, man. All, you know, I see you got grinders on here, and that's what it takes, man. You know, like I said, for me, it's not a game.
Exactly. All right, stay on the line real quick, homie, all right?
I'm a grinder, right, man. I don't fucking
sleep. All right, hang on. All right. So I'm coming up to the end of the show, and I know Nooney's got to get ready to do his show. So what I'm going to do is run the Nooney Jr. joint, because Nooney Jr. was the artist that hit me up. Was like, yo, I got a new song I want you to spin for this episode that you have, and you feel what I'm saying? So I'm going to run this joint by Nooney Jr. like I told him I was going to do. The name of the song is I'm going to keep it real, and then I'm going to come back. Go ahead, Nooney. You want to? Oh, matter of fact, you introduce the song real quick, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to take some more calls, get some of these consumers on the line, ask them these questions. Some of these artists really need to hear these questions I'm asking these consumers. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm asking some real questions. I'm doing like what do you call it when you try like a survey, a study? I'm doing a study for you indies with the consumers on the line. Some of the people who don't do music, but they do love indie music. They support it. You feel me? And I got a couple of them on the line. So I'm going to ask these guys some questions. And you artists really need to hear their responses. You really need to hear their responses. Go ahead, Nooney. Introduce the song. Nooney. Oh, shit, I think I lost him. All right, but I'm going to go ahead and... Oh, damn, I did. I'm going to go ahead and write a song, though. This is Nooney Jr. I'm going to keep it real, and I'm going to come back and get on with the consumers and stuff. We're going to get some more questions going on.
What I do, you know, the music I make, I want to do music because I know people need my music.
Yeah.
I'm not just doing it for 1 week and going off and smoking some weed and going to the club and partying. I'm delivering a spot on home and I'm like, I'm a robot. You can't have a robot. You know what I'm saying? Like, mentally, I'm
savage
so focused.
Life,
there's nothing
savage
anyone
life,
can say or do to me to stop the music, the product that I'm going to put out. And at the end of the day, the talent will overcome anything.
Born in the city in the January cold. My pops from New Orleans, my mama Buffalo. Raised in Illinois, Texas the boo. My upbringings were straight, but everything wasn't cool. A product of the system, that's most my dog story. In my territory, so many sad stories. Speed dial, stabbing, shooting, straight tragic. Little girls getting raped before they grown, already addicts. Heroin, cocaine, rest in peace to Taryn. Taryn memories with you, maybe not scared of them. I'ma keep it real. I've been abused too when I was 9 through 11. My life wasn't cool, she was like an aunt to me and was always taunting me. Pulled out my meat and sucked me until I couldn't see. You call it child abuse, I call it life. In the city distractions, a Barbara Jordan graduate, but I ain't happy. They don't know what they want, they say they want the real. But when you spit the real, they telling you to chill. When I spit this here, look, I'ma keep it real. When I spit this here, look, I'ma keep it real. They don't know what they want, they say they want the real. But when you spit the real, they telling you to chill. When I spit this here, look, I'ma keep it real. When I spit this here, look, I'ma keep it real. I remember high school, I was homeless, probably half of it. Half of pills in my mouth, like I could've handled it. Tried the lady first. What about the Maureen? I need a way out of this painful ass dream. Found love again, thought of my best friend. Pray to the baby with her, living good again. August 31st, 2005. Days after that, it's like I could've died. Hurricane Katrina, pain can't be described. Who knew it would've happened like that? I'm asking why. What am I to do? I really miss my boo, my baby girl too. Since then I've been a fool. I've been crying, I've been cussing, I've been tripping, I've been puffing, I've been booting up and bucking like it ain't nothing. I've been wishing, I've been tripping, I've been giving my all so I can win in the situation. situation that I live in, dog. They don't know what they want. They say they want the real, but when you spit the real, they telling you to chill. When I spit this here, look, I'ma keep it real. When I spit this here, look, I'ma keep it real. They don't know what they want. They say they want the real, but when you spit the real, they telling you to chill. When I spit this here, look, I'ma keep it real. When I spit this here, look, I'ma keep it real. Back against the wall, I'm swinging hard, coming out. See, it's coming fast, like ball players running out. Life really a struggle now. Out here going to hustle ride. Not many good memories. Is this what life is really about? All my feet to my brother, my daughter, my cousin, my girl, for real. My people kept it real. Shout out to Scott Flynn, that's my bro in Fifth Ward. He told me a dollar is definitely a star. Broadcasting live from West Orm and Hiram Claw. Spitting that G. Straight from my heart, my mama, my daddy, aka Big Noonan, brought me into this world, but now I'm living clueless. Who with you if you can't trust nobody? It's hard for me to love and receive love from anybody. That's probably why relationships for me turn sour. I'm crying for help, maybe I need to scream loud. They don't know what they want, they say they want the real, but when you spit the real, they telling you to chill. When I spit this here, look, I'ma keep it real. When I spit this here, look, I'ma keep it real. They don't know what they want. They say they want the real, but when you spit the real, they telling you to chill. When I spit this here, look, I'ma keep it real. When I spit this here, look, I'ma keep it real.
Boy, Nooney Jr., that's how we doing it.
Ah. Damn it, man. Damn it, man. All right. So I had, like, what is that, 5 minutes of dead air space? I don't know what happened. I think my computer wigged out on me when I was playing the damn song back, and everything locked up on me, so I don't know what happened. That was a Blog Talk Radio issue. I apologize for that. I'm at the mercy of my damn technology, man. Ah. Not a good look. Damn it, Blog Talk. Get it together. Well, I still got a couple of people on the line. Still got a couple of people on the line. I actually had to switch up my whole format and go back to my phone switchboard. But I'm back in the building. Thanks, everybody, for hanging around. I still got quite a few people on the phone line. Call back, 347-934-0966. I want to make sure I get all of these artists back on the line. You feel what I'm saying? I want to make sure I get all of these artists back on the line. So call back if you're an artist. Sorry about that technical difficulty. I don't know what happened after I played the song and tried to come back live on the show. Some kind of craziness went down with the switchboard. But what can I say, homie? That happens. That's basically how this internet thing works. Sorry about that. Once again, I apologize for that technical delay, but I can't do nothing about it. So back to episode 158. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. I want to get ready to go to some of the consumers real quick. Hold on. I see a number. Let me see if this is an artist because I don't recognize this number real quick. And this number was actually on the line right before this computer, this switchboard froze up on me. So I'm going to go to this 845. 845, you're on the air with K100. What's popping?
Yeah, what's going on, man? It's Tim Puda. Yeah, I'm an artist, of course, man.
Oh, what's going on? All right. Thanks for calling the show. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate it.
Of course,
my sound quality might be a little bit different now because I had to go back to my phone line switchboard. My internet Skype thing, all that just kind of shut down and froze on me after I played that song. I don't know what that was about. Anyway, thanks for calling the show. What's going on with you, man? Where are you from? Who are you? Where are you from and what you got going on? What's your grind?
I'm from the Bronx, man. My grind is singing and rapping. You feel me? Dancing. Anything I got to do with Showcase, man, I'm up for it. You feel me? I do performances. Right now, I'm looking at a sit down with Alicia Keys' manager or something like
uh-huh.
that, you know. So I'm trying to really, you know, do it up. But, you know, I said earlier on my Facebook, you know, I posted up that it's kind of hard. You feel me? It's not an easy thing. But it depends on if you focused or not. You know, if you focused enough to take that consideration, like. If you focused enough to make music, if that's what you want to do, that's what you're going to do, regardless, to the fullest extent. You feel me? I'm 18 years old. I still got years ahead of me, you feel me? But I'm doing it better than a few people, I have to say, you know, not from my words, you know, from other people's words. They telling me, you know, how I put it down. So that's a good look too, you know. But music is my life, man. And
right, right. So well, one thing you got on your side, and I wish that I had, because I started the game late. You feel me? I started really grinding with the music in my 20s. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so, you know, I kind of look at some of these artists that started when they was, like, in junior high, high school. Like a lot of the artists that you see right now, like, if you look at some of the Atlanta artists, like Outkast or T.I., these dudes was rapping and doing all this kind of stuff in 13, 14, 15, going to high school, doing shows. I didn't even really jump into performing and actually recording in the studio and any of that until I was in my 20s. You feel me? But you got youth on your side. So that's one thing I can tell you right now, homie, that you got to make sure you don't waste any time. You feel what I'm saying? Don't waste any time. Don't think it's going to happen overnight, but you got youth on your side. That's something that a lot of us indie artists don't have. You can't reverse time.
Right.
You feel me?
And I got whatchamacallit, I'm focused, you know, so I'm committed to the game. I'm committed to it. You feel me? I'm not just going to say I'm going to do music one day and then tomorrow it's a different story. It's not happening. I write my own songs. I record my own songs. You feel me? Because right now, independence is the only thing I could depend on right now. And because everybody out there ain't going to always give you a deal. They ain't going to always be by your side. You feel me? This and that. They could tell you this and that, and then it'll be a fib, you know? So I learned not to trust a lot of people. So I just kind of go with the flow right now. You know, I'm focused as possible. Fucking, I'm trying to work, you know, for my grind. This is my grind. So I try to do as much as I can at the moment, you know, at this
right,
stage.
Right.
So that when I do get to, you know, my 20s and all that stuff, I'll be further than I'm supposed to be. And
exactly,
I won't have to.
I'm
not wasting no time. Not at all, you know.
Right, man.
I've been through
exactly.
a lot, just to let you know and let everybody know, I've been through a hell of a lot. Like, I know there's people out there who've been through what I've been through, but it's the way I went through it, you know. I was on the street,
right.
All that stuff. I was homeless, the age of like 12 and all that stuff. Lost my family when I was like 3 years old. So I always had something to write about, you know. Just real quick, if you take some time to listen, and just never will I ever be afraid. Cause what for? All the shit that I ever been through was much more. And nevertheless, success was not an option. I started up the custody but finished through adoption. Youngin' that was lost and found, but never soft and sound. Plenty potential, but often down, because happiness is so far away, like Paraguay. So each morning bring a harder day. 3 years old, stripped from my one and only mom. Yep, straight out of a palm, my one and only charm, which determined how I felt. I'm her gene, so put me and my mom's on the same dough. Word to my life, when situations like this occur, it's like I lack just because the fact that I'm missing her. Now that she's gone, I've sworn that I got no chance of searching for love, and I ain't talking about romance. And I ain't singing this song so you could slow dance. I'm singing this for a miracle, like I grow plants. Yeah, so listen.
Right, right. Right. You got a nice flow, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? You saying the homie's like what? I'm busting it down, I'm giving it to you like raw and cut. You feel me? You got to check it or respect it, you feel me? But thanks for calling the show, man. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate it. Make sure when I post up on my Facebook, we're Facebook friends, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Right, right. When I post up after the show, I'm going to post up a link, and I'm going to say all my artists that were on the line, make sure you comment on this post, whatever, and you link up with some of these producers and some of these cats, because one thing about it, I got to say something to the independents before I go. You guys have got to not be scared to work with cats over the internet, okay? The internet is a powerful tool. I've gotten done the last couple of songs I've done. Collaborations I've done, they've been over the internet. Outside of the Team Stress project, they've been done over the internet. So it's gonna be a couple of producers on that post and everything, and maybe a couple of cats that you can feature with or whatever. So you make sure you politic, friend these guys, tell them you was the dude that bust the flow and everything, and get to know some of these people, man, and get your grind on and your politic on, and don't quit. You got that youth on your side. It's a long struggle, you feel me? But you never know what it could happen next year, next month. You feel me? You just never know, but just don't quit. You feel me? Right, right. All right, stand by, homie. Stand by. All right. We're coming down to the part of the show that stops streaming over the internet. You feel me? So if you want to continue the conversation, I'm going to get ready to ask some questions to my consumers. I did give the artist the full platform, the full 2 hours, minus that fucking 3 or 4 minutes where I had some kind of shit going on. I don't know what happened. That's never happened before. It's just the whole screen locked up. I don't know what the fuck that was, but you know what I'm saying? So that seemed like a Blog Talk Radio issue right there. But you guys make sure
that, you know what I'm saying, you call into the show, you got like about 1 minute and a half. If you want to continue the conversation, because especially my independent artists, any artists, if you don't got nothing else to do right now, really though, really, if you ain't got nothing really serious pressing to do, stay on the phone line, because I got some of my consumers on the phone, people that call my show just to talk about the other stuff, but they do like music and they listen to music, and I'm asking some questions, and you really need to hear their responses, because it's going to be like a survey, a battery, if you will, about what they feel about independent artists and how they feel about the music and what they do like and don't like and how they like to be marketed to, what they like. So you guys need to stay on the phone lines. I'm going to go into the third hour of the show, but the only way you can participate in the third hour of the show is you must be on the phone line. So you got to dial 347-934-0966. Once again, 347-934-0966. You got about 30 seconds, all right, to get on the phone lines so you can go ahead and finish up the conversation with the consumers. And I'm going to go ahead and just not even do a music or nothing. I'm just going to go ahead and answer the phone. So the first person up is my homegirl, Shay. What's going on, Shay?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Thanks for staying on. Thanks for hanging around, listening to all these artists. All my consumers who still been on the phone line this whole time, just sitting around. I still got quite a few people on the line listening to these artist stories and listening to us talk about what we're talking about. That right there is really supportive. You feel me? And that's really big, and I really appreciate it. So all of you guys whose phone lines I'm going to come to right now, who's going to answer some questions for me and let some of these artists know what you think about independence and music and this kind of stuff right here, make sure you hit the number one on the keypad, you feel me, so I can come to your line. And I really appreciate you guys actually calling in to the show, you feel what I'm saying, and giving your opinion and what you're going to have to say about what's going on. Now, especially the females, because everybody knows the females, if you don't know this as an independent, the females are kind of the pulse of the industry. If the females ain't feeling it, the club can't play it, and it probably won't end up being a hit, a banger. You feel what I'm saying? If the chicks don't like it, it's a great chance it won't end up being a hit. You'll be hard-pressed to blow up if you don't have female fans. Once again, independence, Pop told you the best. You got to rap for the women, homie. You got to rap for the women sometime. You got to give them something. All right? You got to give them something. Straight up gangster rap, 24/7, not going to work. You got to give the women something. It's just how it is now. They're the pulse of the industry. They're the ones with the jobs. These niggas lock the fuck up, and even if they do like you, nigga, they're too proud to say they like you. The women will. They'll buy your shit. They'll support the fuck out of you. I'm a testament to that. All right? My number one downloaded song to this day, and there is no close second, is a song I got called You Don't Come Around More, and that's because that was a highly popular song with females, okay? Number one down, the only song I ever had played on a radio, major radio market in Atlanta. It got played in Panama City, okay? Where I'm from, in Atlanta. I won the Digger Edition in Atlanta up here with that, and it's because women like it. They call in. They take the time to call in and support some shit. So you got to make some music for these women, artists, if you're not doing that. All right? So, Shay.
Yeah.
What it do, babe? Thanks for hanging on, like I said. And I'm gonna ask you a couple of questions real quick. You feel me?
All right.
And hold on, let me get my screen back up because I had to reset everything after that, locked it up. Okay, I got it. Okay. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, you feel me, and I want you to answer them. And it's going to be for the benefit of the artist that's on the line, kind of, sort of, you feel me, the way I'm asking you the questions, all right? First question is, do you know any artists? Of course you do. And if so, how do you support them? How do you show support for any artist that you know?
Oh, well, on the internet, I download the music, repost the music, you know, share the music, not just on the internet, but like, you know, socially, like with my friends outside of the internet as well, because not everybody is on the internet, and, you know, and just, you know, generally networking. And, you know, some of them have, like, you know, different products that you can purchase, you know, whether it's a album or, you know, some type of product, a t-shirt, you know, whatever, you know, everything helps. You got to support the cause.
All right. That's true. And so this is the next question. What makes you notice an artist that is not already famous? Now, not an artist that you don't know personally, we're not talking about people that you knew already and you know that, and then you find out the artist. I'm talking about what makes you notice an artist that you never heard of before? What is it that catches your opinion, first of all?
Are you talking about most of the artists that I saw that I haven't heard of before were on the internet, so I'm going to just speak generally from off that.
Okay.
I'm just going to say them just putting it out there. Like, I might see a post on somebody's page, you know, and I'm like, oh, what's that? I ain't heard that before, you know, whatever, a song post on a page, or, like, they might have a post and then, you know, some little catchy something saying that they saying and then they song being it, something to grab my attention because, you know, just because I'm on somebody's page, I don't necessarily be reading all their stuff, you know what I mean? But it's something that'll jump out and grab my attention and be like, hey, check this out. Or like, you know, somebody, you know, saying something about, you know, telling a little brief story or whatever and then, you know, allude to a song or something like that. Something that draws my attention. If it catches my attention, I'm going to click on there like, well, let me see what he's talking about. You know, let me read this. Or if it's like a post, a video or a short film or something like that, oh, well, let me see what they're doing. I'm going to click on there and watch it. And if I like it, I'm going to share it. I'm going to tell somebody else about it or I'm going to send it to somebody else's inbox or something like that.
Right. And so, once again, she said if it's a video or whatever. So, once again, artists having videos, and I can't even tell you. I know this for a fact. You are not going to debate none of this with me. Having a video, having some visuals to match your music, you can't even compare. Like, you can have all the songs in the world, but you need, in this day and age, in this internet age, and everybody's got YouTube on their phone and shit, you need a video, some kind of something they can watch at the same time. You feel me? Not all your songs are going to have videos, but we don't have it like that. Even the majors don't make a video for every song, but in order to just gain their attention at first, you're going to need some kind of visual. So try and get your little YouTube video or whatever, something put together. You know what I'm saying? Don't make it so whack that people, when they see it, they don't want to click on anything else you put out. You feel me? But do your best to make a quality product. They got all kind of windows. They got all kind of editing software, and they got all kind of little cameras that you can go out and really just put something nice. I've seen some low-budget videos. My video for Bed the House was low-budget. I barely spent anything. Now, of course, I'm a videographer and an editor myself, and I did it myself. I directed it myself. But even still, when the actual components that it took to make that video was still under $500. About no more than, if I would have had to pay for it, it would have been maybe, no, if I would have had to pay for the editing myself, then it would have been a lot more than that. But I'm an editor, so I got that advantage. But still, you know, it still wouldn't have cost physically about $300 to $400 to rent those lights, rent a camera, rent a spot, get out there, get your friends on camera, round people up, and most of it was just marketing on the internet and telling people, look, I got a video shoot coming, come check me out, fuck with me. Now then again, I already had a mean grind already, so when I said I was going to do something, they knew I'm a grinder, so they showed up and came because they said when he says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. So you still got to get your weight up, you feel me? But still, get some visuals to go with it. Now, next question, Shay.
Can I back up one minute and say something about the visual? In terms of the visual, a lot of times, like on the internet, it's great to market, like, you know, your albums and stuff like that, but show the people what you look like. I mean, especially from a female standpoint, we want to see you. I mean, because I might have heard something, but it's nice to put a face with the sound. And then also, you know, come present yourself. Present yourself like your image. You know what I mean? Like, make your image match your sound. That's what I wanted to say.
Exactly. Very, 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 very important. How could I miss that? Very, very important. Okay. Next question, Shay. What are some things that you don't like about artists who are not stars yet? What are some things that you don't like about the indies? You know what I'm saying? That you just don't care for. Like, what are some things that you see from independent artists that you just don't like? That turns you off from them?
Well, I won't really say a turn off, but this is something that I feel like I need to say. I know everybody got to eat. We all have to eat, and everybody has to make money. But some things, like if every one of your songs is for sale, some people who don't know you like that might not ever hear it because I'm not going to buy something if I don't hear it first. I mean, maybe a sample song or, like, you know, just like a little excerpt or something like that. But if everything is off for sale right off the bat and you ain't heard it yet, not everybody's going to just, like, blindly buy something or take somebody else's word. We want to hear it. Give us a little sample of something, you know, something what we're going to hear before we download and, you know, purchase that or whatever. That's what I just really wanted to point that out because it is some good stuff. And some of the stuff I've heard before, so I know it's good. You know, I would buy it. But, you know, I see a lot of times I click on a page or something like that, and if I'm on my phone, you know, I just want to hear what it sounds like right quick. You know, I don't have to hear the whole song, but let me see if I'm going to like it enough to purchase it, first of all. So.
Right. So that's key, independent artists. Even if you don't want them to get the song and download it, you gotta put these songs out here. And you can, especially like I said, you independent artists, you really need to look up ReverbNation.com. I still got quite a few people on the line still. So some of you might be artists, and I don't know all these numbers, but if you're an artist or you're listening to this podcast after the fact, you're listening to the downloadable podcast or whatever, make sure you go to ReverbNation.com. If you don't have one of those, and set that page up, because it's like the easiest to integrate in between Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and all that. You feel me? It's no one's fucking with Reverb Nation. I know you SoundClick people are going to talk shit, but kill yourself. I've been on SoundClick. I was on SoundClick 10 years ago when SoundClick first started, back when MySpace was jumping, and they're not fucking with Reverb Nation. They're just not. Stop telling me that. It's not true. I know. I've been doing this. I'm an independent artist. I know. They're not fucking with them. Reverb Nation is the best out right now for your independent grind, bar none. Use that site, okay, and let some of these songs go out to the public. If it's so hot that you feel like it should be purchased, at least make it available, because they give you the option to let them hear it and not download it. So at least you can just keep getting your plays up, because every time if they really love that song, they'll just keep coming back and hitting play. And you know what I'm saying? If you want them to get to download it and put it on there and burn it to a CD, okay, but at least make it available for them to play on the internet and hear. Don't lock a song out so you can't even hear the whole song unless you pay for it. Who the fuck are you? You're not a star yet. Don't get beside yourself. Next question, Shay. I'm gonna go to the next caller. Can you name a few artists that you think should be on the big stage right now that you heard of?
A few. I got a handful of Lizzum, Noonie Jr. I done heard some Big Swole. Love his stuff. The whole team, Striz, Bully, Zeke De Niro, I mean, Nextel, you want me to keep going?
You can, because I don't want it to seem biased, like it's just us.
I mean,
you know I'm
just saying, I mean, it's like so many. I mean, just look on my page.
Right. Okay. All right. So that's what's up. You pretty much gave your advice, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not even going to worry about that question. Stand by. I'm going to get to the next caller, because I got still a couple people. Wow, people really interacting with this show tonight. You feel me? And a lot of people still on the line. So I'm going to go to the a lot of my artists. You guys are paying attention. You guys are hanging on. Very good. All right, next caller, my homie C. Lewis. He's got a male consumer on the line. C. Lewis, what's happening, homie?
What's going on?
What's going on, man?
I thought I had lost everybody.
Nah. Sorry to all my consumers, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know, people who just call normally. But, you know, I had to make sure I get these artists on here and get their opinions heard, because this was their platform. This was their show. But I really appreciate you guys hanging around, and they need to hear this. And they've been waiting all the way 2 hours and change to hear you guys talk. So it's very important. It's very important that I hear from you guys. So, T. Lewis, first question. Let me get back to the screen because I'm having to do it differently. Okay, all right. First question. Do you know any artists? And if so, how do you support them? How do you support any artists that you know?
I'm pretty sure you're talking about, like, independent artists.
Yeah, independent artists. But even the bigger artists, you feel me? But you, we want to talk about the independents, but how do you support the other artists?
Pretty much just like Shay said, most of my stuff is like word of mouth. A lot of times I share stuff on the internet and stuff like that, but a lot of times it's word of mouth. If I meet somebody or something like that, and they tell me that they love music, whether it's all types of music, whether it's hip hop, whatever the case may be, you know, I tell them, I say, well, you know, I got some boys that, you know, they rapping, singing, a couple of females I know that sing. Check this out over here. Give them the website, stuff like that, because a lot of times, you know, from my experience, you give people, like, email addresses and stuff like that, and you send it to them over email. A lot of times they don't check their email and stuff like that. So a lot of times you tell people word of mouth, like, right then, they're more apt to go and just look at it, like, right then, or check it out while you're telling them about it. And they're like, oh, wait, what was that link again? And then you tell them about it, and they more apt to go do it. So
right.
A lot of times me is word of mouth. And especially in my case, because I don't – right now, I'm not around a lot of people that, especially hip-hop, I'm not around a lot of people that listen to hip-hop, because a lot of people think they're too old and or they just not all about hip-hop, period, if we're talking about hip-hop. So, you know.
Okay. And that's an interesting thing, because being at the age in your 30s, you feel me, I think that the music, my music definitely has grown up and changed. You feel what I'm saying? And probably the older I get, the more my lifestyle changes. You feel me? I'm still kind of off the chain a little bit more than some people that's, you know what I'm saying, maybe 30, early in the early 30s. They might be more settle down and into marriage mode or whatever, but you know what I'm saying? I'm still a little bit more out here and a little bit more crunk. So my music still reflects me personally. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But I still think it's about making quality music at the end of the day for the ones. That's why I don't really make club music, because I don't go to the club nowhere near like I did when I was in my early 20s. You feel me? So you will be hard-pressed to hear a club song from Blizzom. You feel what I'm saying? Because I don't go to the club that much no more. You feel me? And so my music is a reflection of me. So I make stuff talking about, you know what I'm saying, what's going on with me. That's how I do. And I win like that, though. You feel me? I got people who are 30-something and tell me, Blizzom, I don't really like all the other shit, but your shit, you be talking about that straight-up real-life shit. So I fucks with it. You feel me? The shit that I'm going through right now. You know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of artists need to know your demographic, artists. Let me say that again. Artists, know your demographic, okay? That's why I tell you to go to sites like Reverb Nation, because Reverb Nation actually breaks down if they register, you feel me, or if they click on it, and it can tell you if they answer the questionnaire or whatever, what age they are, if they're male or female or whatever. It actually breaks down your stats of people who are listening to your music. And I know my demographic. My demographic is not the 18 to 25. My demographic is the 25 to 35. You know what I'm saying? Most of the people who listen to Blizzom music is in between the ages of 25 and 35, not 18 and 25. My numbers are super low at that demographic, but guess what? I'm not talking about the shit they want to talk about. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I know my demographic, so when I do my posting and my targeting, you feel what I'm saying? I keep that shit in mind. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of you artists don't even know what demographic you even in. I can't make music for teenagers. I'm fucking 30. I'm 30. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? I got to talk about shit that's kind of relevant to what's going on right with the motherfuckers up here. You feel me?
Right.
One of my most popular songs is a song called Dreams. I mean, I did that song. I like it, and I feel it, but that's a highly downloaded song of mine because it's probably some motherfuckers going through that shit. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And I didn't know if it was going to be that popular, but it is. One of my songs, Me and My Son, you feel me, is a very popular song. I just did it because I love my kids. Didn't know it would be as popular as it is. You feel what I'm saying? But that's like a highly downloaded song of mine. A song that I get a lot of accolades for. You feel me? A song called Grace that I got. So it's like these songs are songs that people are living, you know, and my demographic age is 25 to 35, and so you got to be mindful of that. If you want a young sound or whatever, you want to do a collaboration with a young nigga and just jump on the verse to 16 bars. That's what they're there for. You feel what I'm saying? Go find you a little young dude, all you artists on the line, you feel me, that's living, that's doing all that, and just do a feature. You can still do that if you want to get in that lane and jump on it for 16 and give it to them raw. Do it like that. But don't change your whole swag to meet the demographic of people that you don't even really that you're not really in touch with. It doesn't make sense. It's bad business, okay? And you're going to lose in your career if you do that. So next question, homie.
Yeah.
What makes you notice an artist that is not known or already famous? What is it that catches your eye with an artist?
A lot of times for me, that was kind of hard for me. Most of the time before any artist that I listened to before they made it big, it wasn't necessarily like a first underground hit that everybody liked. It was never like the song that everybody in that particular region played in the club all the time. It wasn't like, can't even think of anybody for an example right now, but like, oh, nigga, this tight right here. It was always a follow-up song and what they were saying on that follow-up song. It was always something that was provocative that they said, or something that caught my memory, or something that was forward-thinking, the progressive that always got it. It wasn't always the big regional hit before they actually got big. It was the second follow-up to that before they actually got big, and I was like, okay. I can deal with that. I'm listening to it was always just one, like a one liner that they said that made you start thinking. I'm like, okay. Now let's see what else they're saying.
The B side cut gets your attention, not necessarily the hit single is what you're saying.
Right. It was always the B side that just niggas in the street listened to, but then it was just always one line that's just like, okay, he ain't just talking about just hood stuff all the time. It's something else to it. So let me listen to something else they got. So
right. So switch it up, I guess, is what you're telling the artist. All right, next question. What are some things that you don't like about the artists who are not stars yet? What are some things that kind of that you don't like when guys are trying to come up and you see and you're like, man, I can't stand when, you know, whatever. What is it that you don't like?
It like the artists now that they're trying to get on, a lot of them that I noticed. And what's funny is I noticed a lot of that out here. I'm out here in Arizona, but it's weird. But a lot of artists that I've noticed so far, they sound like somebody else, or they try to sound like somebody else, and they swear up and down that they don't sound like nobody. They original and they do what they do, and it's like, nah, you sound like somebody.
I gotta hit that because I know what you're saying, but right.
Yeah,
you don't like it when
artists
sound like somebody else. You don't like it when you
right,
bite somebody.
Say I'm original.
Style.
Right. They say I'm
right?
original, and they'll rap a certain way, but then they always revert back to the way, I guess either their favorite rapper rapping or whatever they think that this A&R person told them that they need to sound like, and that's what's selling, or they try to dress a certain way, like they seen something or whatever, and think that that's gonna get them on. It's like, nah, somebody done already did that, so you got to come with something different. It's like, no, I mean you can't be like Kanye West. Kanye made his own lane, so you can't do that. You can't be Outkast because that lane already exists already. So
right,
exactly.
I understand totally what you're saying, man. That's a pet peeve of mine, and I'm an artist. So I thought maybe the misconception is that all you artists are still on the line, which is quite a few guys. Thank you. I'm glad you stood by. The point that he's making, and I think a lot of people is missed, artists feel like they have to make, like, what's hot, what's popping. And that may be cool for a certain demographic. You feel what I'm saying? If your demographic is 18 to 25, you feel what I'm saying? And that's your demographic. They're a bunch of followers. They haven't even became people and found their own lane and identity and life themselves. So if that's your target audience, if you a young motherfucker and that's your target audience, that's what you want. That's cool. You feel me? Because that's probably what they want to hear anyway. The same shit that's out. All they do is follow motherfuckers. It's all about trends. They fucking teenagers in early 20s. It's all about trends. But if you start moving into my demographic, 25 to 35. It's imperative you do you. Once a fucking again. Do you. Do you. You just got somebody on the phone right here told you, I can't stand when you're trying to sound like somebody else. He may not be your demographic, but he's in mine, so I'm paying attention. Know your demographic. Do your homework. Know who listens to your music. See, watch who posts it back. Watch who responds and says, this is hot. I'm fucking with it. If everybody that says that is in their late 20s, early 30s, why the fuck am I marketing to an 18-year-old? Fuck you. I jump on somebody else's track and then fuck with me like that. Here again, now we're back to networking and politicking with other artists. One of the central themes of this particular show. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So next question.
And you know what's crazy? Just to follow up on that real quick. You know what's crazy? Sometimes the artist may do a song. And it may not be that good in the beginning, or they may not sound that good in the beginning. Maybe for whatever reason, maybe they didn't have the right people behind them to make it. But if they just have a unique sound, people will be more apt to listen to it because it don't sound like everything else. That's just what it
right.
is. And it's like,
right,
okay,
right.
This cat sound like Raffy Rawley. Don't nobody sound like him, just period, point blank.
And people are going to be more apt to listen to him because of his voice.
Right. Right. And if they like it, they like it. If they love it, if they like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. But they know it's only one of him. And that's very
right,
important.
Exactly.
Next question, all right? What are some things that you don't like about – oh, no, that's the one I just asked you. Can you name a few artists that you think should be on the big stage? And I'll go to the next question.
Pretty much they just told this pretty much just said most people that I think. Pretty much you, Blizz, Nooney. So I haven't heard a lot. And to be honest, I haven't listened to a whole bunch of y'all songs, but the ones that I've heard so far, I like. Like, for instance, I can't remember all the name of the song, but the one that steps out in my mind the most is The Advocate, because I listen to that song the most, because I like that
right.
song.
Right.
I think that was your man. I don't remember who it was that was talking on the phone just a little while ago before I got cut off. It was I think it was Bully. Sounded real
uh-huh.
frustrated.
Uh-huh.
He got a couple songs too that I had listened to. I was like, yeah. And see, the thing about what I liked about him was, is that he got that edge. He got that. It's kind of like, and the best way I can describe it is kind of like Eminem. Eminem got that edge. Like he's the only white boy doing it. And as soon as he lose that
right.
edge, I don't think nobody gonna listen to him like that anymore. And he sounded like he got that type of edge that would make people like listen to him, like. Like,
right.
You're going to listen
right.
to me regardless. It ain't like I'm going to knock you upside the head or nothing like that, but now, nigga, I got something to say. You're going to listen, and it's worth listening to.
Right.
I think that'll drive him to make good, I mean, just records that everybody will listen to, just across the board, across the United States, eventually across the world, stuff like that.
Right. That's a good point. You gotta have an air of confidence. You gotta know that what you're doing is the shit. You gotta believe in yourself if you want others to believe in you. Very important. All
right,
homie, thanks for staying on the line. I got a couple more callers that I'm gonna take for these consumers, man, for these artists. Artists, man, this is for you. This show is for you. Stay on the line. Don't hang up. Some of y'all see a couple of y'all kind of fell off. I hope y'all going into the studio, but if not, at this point you're not on the hour on the clock, you feel me? I mean, really, you need to hear these comments, you feel me? But I still got quite a few people on the line, so I'm going to go to the next one. I'm definitely got to get to LL, who's next, but first is Michigan Girl. Michigan Girl, what's happening? LL, you're up next. I really want to get L's take on it, because L's opinion is really important since she's in radio and stuff like that. But I'm going down the line. So, Michigan Girl, thanks for hanging on this long. Appreciate you.
What's up? What's going on?
You dig? Yeah, I had to give the artists the platforms on the show tonight. I had to let them guys really talk and get it in because it was about them tonight. But thanks for hanging on this long. You feel me? So let me jump into the questions and move it right along. Did you know any artists? And if you do know them, how do you support them? How do you show your support for artists that you know or that you like?
If it's on the internet that I like. If it's on the internet, you know, I post links or share music, send my friends, you know, stuff, and they inbox, because I have some friends that still listen to hip-hop, but they don't like it on their wall or whatever because they don't want everybody to know they still into it. So I might shoot them a little something in their inbox or whatever. I have, you know, I download it to my phone. I might play it for people at work on break, or, you know, I got songs in the car. I got ringtone. Matter of fact, I was in the store and somebody called and a ringtone played. They were like, "Oh, who is that? Where did you get that from?" Oh, yeah, let me tell you where you
got to
go get this from. So, you know.
Right. Okay, so ringtones. Ringtones, if you really like an artist and they've got ringtones available, artist, if you don't have ringtone, if you don't have no way to get a ringtone from you, you gotta step your game up, okay? It's too easy to get your ringtones available out here, okay? Reverb Nation, by the way, I have no stock in Reverb Nation. I'm just trying to help you guys. I've looked 1,000 different sites. I know for a fact that is the best one out. I'm trying to help you guys. I don't own stock in Reverb Nation. It's just the simple truth. So, you know what I'm saying? You need to have some ringtones on deck available. Ringtones is a very powerful promotional tool, because if you got a catchy-ass hook, you feel me? And like she just said, somebody just sitting around your car like, oh, what is that ring? They never heard it before. What is that? How I get that? Boom. You know what I'm saying? Just that easy. So, I mean, if you ain't got no ringtones available and you trying to do this shit, you can't be serious. You can't be serious, artist. All right, next question. What makes you notice an artist that is not already famous? What makes them stand out to you? What makes you notice them as a consumer?
Like, maybe their style. Like, if I'm like Shay, like, if I'm on the internet and I'm just cruising through my friends' pages or whatever and I see something, you know, the link for some music, I'm going to check it out. But what's going, you know, maybe the title of the song, and then once I listen to it, you know, the style, the beat, just things like that is what's going to make me like, oh, okay, let me check out, see if I can find some more information on this person, or wait, maybe I need to go see if I can download that or find that. So, you know, just video is always good, or, you know, something with a picture, like Shay said, because we are visual, especially women. We like to have some kind of visual going on. So a picture with a song is great, you know, a little short video, like, you know, it ain't got to be all extra, but you don't want it to be all bootleg either, but, you know, and then, you know, the style.
Right.
And then I like music because I'm older, you know, I still go out from time to time, but I don't purchase club music. If I'm in the club, yeah, I might dance to it. It'll get you crunk because you got your drink on, but what I'm going to purchase is something that's more, you know, a little bit more adult. You know, you telling a story, you talking about something, you not just bitch this, hoe that, let me do this, let me do that. You know, I need something. I need you to be expressing something, telling a story, giving me some kind of visual, letting me into something, either something that happened, some story you're trying to tell or something.
Right, exactly. Very, very good points. And once again, this is all about, it's about knowing your demographic, you feel me? And so, like you said, you know, that's why I make the kind of songs that I make, because I know my demographic, and that's why I'm popular with it. Next question. What are some things you don't like that an artist do? What are some things you don't like? What is, you know, when you see an artist and they ain't famous, whatever, what, you know, you're like, I can't stand when I see rappers do this or singers do it. What are some things you don't like?
Well, you know, I haven't really come across too many independent artists that have done anything I don't like, but I will agree with, I have to agree with Shay on one thing. There was one independent artist that somebody was really promoting heavily, and the thing was, you really couldn't hear anything without purchasing. It's like, hey, how am I going to purchase something that I don't know what you sound like? I'm not going to just blindly spend money, even if it is only, you know, $3.99 or whatever. I need a sneak peek, a preview. Let me be able to at least hear it, you know, like I heard you say, okay, it might not be downloadable unless I purchase it, but let me at least listen to it to see if I want to purchase it. You can't make everything for sale when you're not known, and that was one thing that irritated me, and I just kind of left it alone. And it was funny because it was a lady at work, and it was her son, and I told her, I was like, I understand your son trying to do his thing, but you can't make everything for sale. I know he's trying to make money, but you have to give the people something to pique their interest, to want to support you, to want to buy the music before you just say, oh, you got to purchase everything before you can hear anything. No, I'm not going to blindly purchase anything.
Right, exactly. I can't even say that enough. I've said that, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? There's been people that I'm like, look, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Especially if it's, especially artists, if it's your single, if this is the song you rolling with, like this is the song you finna put money behind, you finna promote this as a single, don't look, you have to give some shit away. If that's your number one song, you want the song to be out there. You want people to have it. Now, you may make it, even if that's your one song, you feel what I'm saying? Let give it to the street, give it to the DJs, give it to the people, make the rest of the songs on your page. Only where you can just listen to them and not, you gotta, you know, pay it if you want to download it or whatever. But you gotta give them the single, okay? The single needs to be floating and circulating and easily accessible. It's the fucking single. Give it to them. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Even if it's for a short time. Even if you do a promotional thing where it's like, look, it's only going to be free for 2 months, and then it's going to be off the market, whatever. Just do it for a short amount of time, and once it gets hot, and then you lock it back down. You go back and change your settings and make it. Now you got to pay for it. But at least when you first drop it and nobody knows who the fuck you are, you got to get people to bounce it around a little bit. So don't make it.
Right.
You got to pay for it as soon as you come out. I don't understand the artists who think, and I understand people want to make money, but you have to understand, right now, the way the game is now, it's about merch. It's about making a brand. So what you want to do is get your song out there hot and then make them go buy the T-shirt.
All right?
Go buy the hat. Go buy the ringtone. Go buy the whatever. You feel me? But make the song easily accessible, if not free. Not the whole album, but the single needs to be easy to get to, easy to make a ringtone, make it downloadable. Because if they really like it, they're going to take it and if they got a droid, they're going to download it to their phone, and then goddamn, they're going to make a ringtone out of it with a ring droid. You feel what I'm saying? They don't even got to buy your shit if they want your shit as a fucking ringtone if they got a droid phone. You feel what I'm saying?
I got my ringtone, but my thing is, once I like you, then, I mean, you know, and I'm going to support you regardless. So, yeah, I may download your song to my phone and make a ringtone, like you said. But when you have other stuff that's available for purchase, I'm going to go do that, too, because I'm fucking with you now and I like your music. So I'm going to support you because I know you on your grind, but you just can't build up that support and expect people to just off the bat throw money at you. You got to work. You got to, you know, build a following, and you just can't expect people to just blindly follow you without hearing anything.
Exactly. Very good point. Last question. Give me a few artists you think should be home.
Lizzum, Team Striz. I'm fucking with, you know, some of Noonie stuff, so he can be on. I listened to a couple of Raspy songs. I'm liking his voice. I'm getting into it, so I can see him doing some things too. So I would say, yeah. Those people that I name.
All right. Well, you guys, all you consumers on the phone, don't be scared to explore some of the new artists and stuff. When I post the link up, some of these guys that post up on the link and they say, you know what I'm saying, I was on the show tonight or whatever, check out some of the music if you like it. You know, try and support those guys too. Just a click and a post, a share. If it's good, if it's hot, if you like it, it's just a click of a button. You're already clicking and clicking and clicking. Just click share. Click share. That's why I put my post. Press play and share. Do it. Let's play and then hit share. All right? On Facebook or tweet, retweet. All right? Come on. It's the click of a button. Come on. And
I got
especially if you like it, you take it. Now, right. If it's whack and you don't like it, then don't do it. What'd you say?
I said, I got people at work not messing with me every time they see me. They're like, oh, what's up, at the house? I was like, don't start. So, yeah, y'all, people at work, it's
cool. Hey, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up.
So, I'll post it. Well, look, post it up. I say, hey, post it on your page. Let more people see it.
Right, and that's how it works. All right, thanks. I got two more calls to get to. Still got Key on the line, and I got LL on the line. Then I'm going to shut it down, all right? So, LL, what's happening, babe? Thanks for holding on.
Hello.
Glad you didn't hang up. Glad you was able to hang on, but I was trying to make it fair and go down the list.
Of course. Where am I going?
Right. So, everybody that's still on the phone line, we got a couple of artists still hanging in there. I know this is running overtime, but also, remember, you can also download this show from iTunes. In the podcast, and also you can get it at blogtalkradio.com/K-100. You can get the MP3 version to listen to what these consumers are saying, okay? If you had to hang up or whatever, I'm going to post that in post on Facebook. You need to listen to the last part of the whole show to listen to the consumers, because this is the most important part of the show, actually, if you're an artist. So, L, first of all,
yes.
L is a consumer also, but not just a consumer. L is also a radio DJ, FM radio DJ. So her opinion matters, frankly, a lot, because she was a radio DJ, is a radio DJ, you feel me? And she was in the Panama City market, but now she's in the Carolina market. So what she has to say about it really matters to me, and it should really matter to you if you're an artist. And if you're still on the phone line, you should listen to what she has to say, because she's a consumer and a radio DJ, okay? So I really appreciate her calling in and waiting this long to get on the line, but it's been a great show, so thanks. Know any artists? Of course you do. And if so, how do you support them from a consumer standpoint? But also give it to me how you support them from a radio DJ standpoint.
Okay, well, and when you switch markets, you know, businesses run differently. So I don't have the opportunity to support independents like I did when I was in the Panama City market. But and a lot of DJs, let me just go ahead and put that out there, a lot of DJs don't have the opportunity to support as much as they would like to. But there's a way around that. There's a loophole in everything. If you're not the PD of the station, you have a PD. And I guarantee you, if you continue to bring up an artist's name over and over and over again, they're going to get airplay somewhere. You not only have to bring up the name, you have to have the music on deck for the DJs. You know, you got to show and prove. But it's not only on the DJ, it's also on the artist, because the artist has to be showing and improve as well, because DJs aren't, it's a job. It's, you know, it's the way we pay our bills. We're not going to stick our neck out for you and you are half-assing it. You don't even really want it. You have to be hungry for this music thing, because there's so many people trying to eat off of it. You have to be starving, pot belly, malnutrition, wanted like that. And if you don't even waste your time. Don't go in the studio no more. Don't do none of, don't write nothing. Don't even think about music. Because if you're not hungry like that, you're not doing nothing but wasting your time and a whole bunch of other people's time, when there are people out here starving, trying to eat, and this music is their everything. They live it and they breathe it.
Right.
Have to be your number one promoter for yourself. I know a lot of dope boys, a lot of people that claim they want to be on, they want to do this and that, but they got, and I mean, don't take this the wrong way, I'm not trying to offend anybody, they've got the pretty girl that they take to the club with them to be on their arm, and they got the fat chick that does all their paperwork, and she don't even know what she's doing, she's just the hood chick. You have to want it for yourself. You cannot, at any point in this game, you cannot sit back and let somebody else do the work for you. You have to get it yourself. yourself. You can't, I mean, it's not going to be done right if you're not sticking your neck out to make it happen for yourself. And think of it this way. It's your livelihood. It's your dream. It's what you breathe. Why would you wouldn't give your kids over to someone else to take care of them? Why would you give your dream over to someone else to take care of it? Don't do it.
Right.
That's automatic death right there. So I know a lot of people, they sit and they wait for information to come to them. Do your research and go get your own information. Research the laws. Research how you what you should get copyrighted, what you shouldn't get copyrighted, how you need to copyright it, who you need to be registered with. All this information, know for yourself. Yes, it is good to listen in on stuff like this and find out, you know, maybe you didn't know because you'll find out new information. But then when you get off the phone line or while right now, really, if you're really hungry like that, your computer should be open and you should be going to these websites, checking out what you're saying and what I've heard a lot of other people say to see if that's, you know, everybody that could be at different levels. Everything that's good for you might not be good for the next person, you know what I'm saying? Or it's all depending on how you're trying to promote yourself. But my point is you have to want this enough for yourself. You have to be dedicated to it enough for yourself to see it through and make it happen. Because depending on other people to make things happen for you, you're never going to get anywhere in this game.
Exactly. So what are some things that make an artist stand out to you? What are some things that makes you take notice of an artist, you know what I'm saying, from a consumer and a DJ point of view?
Being in the studio as a personality, what makes them stand out is, and another thing is, listen to your local radio stations. Be active with your local DJs. Put in work. Go to the events. Have your music on hand. When you go to these events, put in the time and just to show that you're dedicated. One thing that stands out to a DJ is if you go into these events or you're at this club, you know this DJ for your hip-hop station is going to be there. You got your music. Build a relationship with the club DJ and the radio personality in your favorite city. You know, become friends with them. You need to become friends with them. You want them to be your friends. You want them to have your back. Come to them with your music ready to air. Don't bring me nothing with curse words that I have to edit. Why am I editing that? I'm not going to edit that. That's extra work. You're not paying me. I'm trying to help you out. Come with your stuff ready to air. And come with a really, really good, if you don't have the money to do it, a really, really good, decent mixed and mastered version. Because nobody is playing garbage. That's my time slot. I have a reputation to uphold. I don't care how good the song is. It needs to be clear. It's still got to be quality to go over the airwaves. It don't have to be the best. We understand, and that's the reason why a lot of local stations will do, you know, a vocals or independent artist segment. We're not expecting it to sound like the professionals, but if it does, you know what? That just means more people are, you know, you're going to be able to hear it. That puts it out there better for the listener that might want to buy it. So become friends, become close friends with your radio personality who has that time slot or who has that opportunity to get you heard. Become close friends with your DJ in the club that has, you know, the opportunity to spin your music for people to hear it. One other thing that I want to make sure I say before I get sidetracked is I've talked to a lot of people. A lot of people don't know about a publication called Billboard Musician's Guide to Touring and Promotion. In this publication, it is put out every 6 months. In this publication, you will find an A&R directory, national publications, music business services, music industry websites, conference and showcases, merchandise suppliers, and it'll give you a city-by-city guide of venues, who the event manager is, phone numbers, will even tell you if you can solicit your music to them, meaning send it in blindly, or if you need to call and contact. Everything right there is spelled out for you. It is a Bible for musicians and artists to me. And I think it should be to a lot of artists. Billboard Musician's Guide to Touring and Promotion.
Is it available online, or where can they get it?
It is available online. You can download the PDF format. It requires Adobe Acrobat Reader. And like I said, it gives you an updated A&R directory to major and independent labels, showcase contacts and music conferences,
Bus van rentals and essential services. I'm reading it off their website to you now. Directory of agents, attorneys, and managers. Websites especially for musicians. Directory of nationwide music publications. Tape and disc services. Classified comprehensive city-by-city listings of clubs, radio stations, record stores, and local press. With that being said, when you have this Bible of all this information in your hand, that will only cost you, what did they say, buy the print edition for $15.95 with shipping, maybe $18.95 overseas. When you have this essential tool to your career in your hand, or even before you do that, you need to have a press kit. People ask me all the time when I was in PC, how can I get in at La Vila? Well, you can't get in La Vila and perform at La Vila during spring break, the height of time in PC, by word of mouth. You can. You can. I know you can. It's hard.
Right.
I know it's hard. But I know that the people who run that business over there got money to blow, and they just want a hot show. So if you have your press kit and you look in, because a lot of this industry, whether it's music or acting or whatever, is a smokescreen. You make yourself look big. You make yourself look big by coming to people professionally put together, that press kit. Listing every show that you've done everywhere. They don't care. They're not looking it up to see if you were in Greenville, South Carolina, or Charleston, South Carolina. Yeah, we're smaller. Better yet, smaller than that. They're not looking it up to see where Hollywood, South Carolina is at and how many people are there. If you've got a list of tiny cities, tiny shows, they're looking at that list and how long that is. They're not looking to see what the population is there. It's just like a resume. Put it together. Every show you've put on, your cousin Tiki's 16th birthday party, whatever, put it on there. You performed,
and
you put it on there.
Yeah, and I got to make sure I tell everybody once again, artists on Reverb Nation, they have a Reverb Nation press kit, and it's fucking flawless. If you just, the only thing about that part is that is a paid service. It's only $5 a month, though, for them to have your press kit, but that's okay. $5 a month is nothing. You feel me? If you really
$5 a month towards you making millions and living your dream is nothing.
Right. It's only $5 a month. It's only $5 a month to get the Reverb Nation press kit done on Reverb Nation, but that's an essential tool. So when somebody says, "Who are you? What are you about? Where's your press kit?" you can click send to the email.
Exactly.
It's just this one button. That's it, and you're done. And the press kit that Reverb does is basically pretty good. It has your press. It has your stats. It has your shows, it has your bio, video, picture, songs, everything. It's a fucking press kit. It's an EP, it's an electronic press kit, but Reverb Nation has that tool available for you. So a lot of people I know probably don't have it because it's not every day you're going to need a press kit, because you're not going to meet somebody that's on the level they'll be asking you for a press kit all the time, unless if you're grinding, you should. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But if
see,
not,
my thing about that, is, my thing about that is, yes, true, that may be true, that you're not going to meet every day, that you may not meet. But the truth behind that is every day that you walk at your house, you don't know who you're going to meet. Toni Braxton was discovered at a gas station singing while she was pumping gas by a major.
Right.
Okay. Don't limit yourself. Don't limit yourself. Don't put up roadblocks for yourself. Don't cut your own wings off before you can fly. Be prepared to live your dream every day that you walk out your door. Just in case somebody says, do you have a press kit? We heard this. I was in the studio just visiting somebody. You never know who you're talking to. They could be friends of a friend or the son of whoever or the daughter, or you never know who you're talking to. Don't cut off your wings before you allow yourself to fly. Always be prepared. It's like going to class. You had to go with your pens and pencils to learn something. Well, you know what? Go out there with your press kit or a way to access it instantaneously for anybody who may ask for it. You've already paid for it. What are you losing by putting it into someone's hand? Nothing. But you're gaining the opportunity to possibly gain what you are looking for in life and living your dream. So don't ever be like, I have to get back to you. Time is money in the industry. I have to get back to you. It's not going to float it at all.
Exactly.
Have your stuff together. Have it on you. Sorry, you know I can preach on this all day.
I know you can. Thanks. Look, I got to get to the last caller because we're getting to the end of the show. And I want to get to this one last caller. But you get, hey, you dropped some jewels. So you artists that's still on the line, some of them still hanging in there. You artists are still on the line. You need to listen to her. Listen to her. She's not. She's telling you shit that you need to know. And these are the people. She has the mind frame of the people that you need to. The way she thinks is the way a lot of radio DJs and other people that's all that's in the industry think. Like they like professional. Show me. Give it to me now. Don't talk me to death. What you got? Show me. Are you ready? Are you looking right? Are you prepared? What do you do? Who are you? Show me. Okay? And it's like that. So you got to be on deck. All right? One last caller. All right? Key, what's happening?
Hello.
What's going on, man? Thanks for holding on. This is the longest you ever had to wait on the phone. I know.
It's all good.
But you understand you understand the nature of the show. You feel me? Key is also a person that you know is a consumer also. So I want to get her opinion. You feel me? And then and with that I'll conclude the show. Okay. So we're gonna go ahead and ask Key the questions real quick. Key, do you know any artists? Of course you do, because you call in the show. But do you know any other artists? and if so. How do you support them, and how do you support artists that you like? Like, even if you don't know them, how do you support artists that you like?
Well, like, I'm the one that's good for somebody riding with me. I'll put on their song just to see how other people respond to it because, you know, it's one thing for me to know the person and like it, and it's another thing for, you know, if I'm riding one, if one of my coworkers is riding with me or something, I'll just pop it in, you know, just to see what their response is and see what they think about it. Because they may hear something that I don't, and they're, you know, they may be a little less biased or whatever. So, you know, that's kind of how I do it.
Right. Okay. So, what makes you take notice of an artist that's not famous already? What's the first thing? What makes you stop and say, I'm going to click that link. I'm going to listen to this person, or if the, you know, is it, you know, try everything. Do you at least give everything one listen? Is it the song that catches you in, or what?
I'll try to give it at least one listen because my thing is originality, and you just can't look at a link until, you know what I'm saying, you can't look at it and know what they sound like. So you have to, I'll at least give it a listen and see, you know, just make my opinion from there.
So what are you listening for, though? What is it that's going to catch you?
It depends on the artist and the genre of the music. Like, if it's a rap artist, like you said, I'm in the 25 to 35 crew. You know, I'm not trying to listen to Waka Flocka and, you know, all of them. So it's the message, it's the beat, you know, it's a lot of that. Like, do you look like what you're singing? Like, are you 30-some years old and still rapping about silly shit? So that's what kind of gets me. Like, if I turn your song on, it's like you sound just like those 20-year-olds. I'm not really trying to listen to you.
It doesn't make any fucking sense whatsoever. That means you just...
I can't even understand.
Right, I can't even preach that enough to some of the artists. And I know for a fact some of the artists that were on the night and that were on the line are not even close to 20. They're much closer to 30, 35 than they are to 20. You feel what I'm saying?
And
so
the thing is, if I want to hear what everybody else sounded like, I would just listen to the radio. Is that simple? If I want to hear what everybody is playing and how everybody is rapping, I can listen to the radio for that. I want to hear something that's different.
Right, exactly. So, once again, we got another person saying, be different. Do you, quick. Don't be a fucking copycat. You feel me? In this demographic. We have, I'm put a disclaimer up for this show. None of the, I know all these people that's calling in, I know them personally. And none of them are under the age, I don't think, of 25. So this is a demographic.
I know I'm not.
You feel me? I don't think anybody was under the age of 25. So if you're an artist and you're on the phone line and you are under the age of 25, then you might, you know what I'm saying, you might can start to sound like whoever the fuck that's hot out there in the club bouncing with the same kind of production and beat in order to get on. Because your target audience might be the only way you can get their attention is if they can't lean and snap and pop. And then you might not be able to fuck. They might not fuck with you like that. So, you know, you got to find your lane, you feel me? But you got to know your demographics. For the artist that's on the phone line, you know, you're trying to shop, and you're trying to shop a certain brand of music to people that are not that young, you feel me? To the people who actually got jobs that can buy the fucking shit. Why the fuck are you sounding like Soulja Boy? What the fuck are you talking about? And it's not hating on Soulja Boy or Waka Flocka or whoever the fuck else. Because when them girls, now all y'all women that's on the phone that's saying that right now, and all you people, when y'all get in the club, y'all will bounce off Gucci Man or whatever.
We will bounce it. We'll bounce to it, but we're not gonna buy it. So bounce to it.
Right,
off you're club
not gonna buy
making
it.
Them
this,
any money.
This is my point. You're not gonna. They're not gonna buy the song. Yes, everybody knows who these niggas are. He dropped the album and sold what? Nothing. He sold shit. He didn't sell shit. Now, he may sell out a club. He's still eating because he can go to a club and make 50 stacks. You're going to need 50 stacks to get Gucci in the club. Nothing left. Walker won 30. Nothing left. So they eating, but they ain't selling no records. And you as an independent artist are not going to get 30 stacks because you ain't known like that. So what you're trying to do is get your target audience together, narrow it down, make music that these people want to hear. They told you, you heard them, stay in your lane, find out what it is. You feel me? All right? I'm just saying. I'm just trying to give you guys some game. I say this all the time, but I think people take what I say for hate of the other artists that I just happen to name, as if I really hate these niggas. Like, I don't hate nobody I don't know. So I simply don't give a fuck about them, to be honest with you. Fuck them. Not like fuck them like fuck them, but like fuck them like I don't think about them. Like, I don't care if they eat or how many people play this. I don't care. I'm ill concerned with it. It doesn't do anything to help me as an artist or Blizzom. So I really don't give a fuck what they got going on. How many times they get played in the club, whatever they doing. I don't really care. So it's not hating because I don't hate what I don't care about. You feel what I'm saying? So don't get it twisted. You feel me? So you people who think that I've preached this same gospel before, you know, in roundabout ways to other artists and other venues. You feel me? I was a panelist at a conference one time, and I said the same thing, and I got a couple of side eyes. I'm like, what the fuck ever, nigga? You don't want to listen? Fine. You know what I'm saying? But that's just plain out truth of the matter. All right, next question. What are some things that you don't like about artists who are not stars?
Hello? Hold on a second. Hello? Uh-oh, I think we lost him. Hello?
Huh?
Yeah, I hear you now. What'd you say?
Okay, you said what do I what?
I said what are some things that you don't like about some of the independent artists? What are some things that you don't like that the independents do, real quick?
Pretty much what I just said, when you sound like everybody else and, you know, you just listening to those people, you're just trying to get known and get out there, but you sound like everybody else. I don't like that. Like, if you're an independent artist, be independent. Do your own thing. Don't do what everybody else is doing.
I can't. What am I going to say? I can't add nothing to that. You're an independent artist, but you sound like you signed to Cash Money, or you sound like you signed to whoever, but you're not. You're not. Do you? I mean, okay. Thanks for calling, Keith. Thanks for staying on the line this long. You feel me? Awesome. I really appreciate it. All right? I really do appreciate it. I really appreciate all my people who called in with the consumer advice and giving it to me. I really appreciate LL calling in and giving me some info and some feedback from a radio DJ personality standpoint. You feel me? I'm gonna all you artists that's on the line, make sure you go to the link that I post up and just be like, yo, I'm checking in. I was on the show, blah, 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 whatever. You feel me? And Politic and Network, all right? You feel me? I'm getting ready to end the show. You feel me? And I want to say that what you should do is show some support to all of us guys that's doing these blog talk radio shows. You feel me? I don't know any other place that you can just call into the radio show and get heard by what at one point on the show. Before I had the technical difficulty, when I came back off the show, I had about almost close to 40 people on the line, and that's just who called in. I don't know how many people listen on the internet, and I always have way more people download this show after the fact because my prime time slot, people are just getting home from work or whatever, like I said earlier. So far more people, you know, I may have 200-300 people download one episode, even if it was 20 people on the phone line. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So I'm exposing you to an audience. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So show some love to the people that's doing these blog talk radio shows. Blast out the blog talk radio shows. Also, get at these dudes. We're giving you opportunities and platforms to play your music. Get at us. You feel me? I mean, I'm a busy guy, so I'm not going to chase you down and beg you to send me your music for your interview. What the fuck is wrong with you? You contact me, hit me up,
And it's not about arrogance. It's just about the fact that I'm doing a whole bunch of other things, and some of the other people are too. It's not the only hustle that I got. So just hit me up. Send me your shit. You know what I'm saying? I'll get you on. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And just be like, yo, when I keep me up, when can I get the interview? It's not about, sometimes you got to call the motherfucker back. It's not riding the motherfucker nuts. Get off your motherfucking, get off that dumb shit. Because you calling somebody back and retouching bases with them is not riding another nigga dick. You fucking idiot. Some of you independents got to get it together, man. Check your ego at the door, like my homie Bully said. K100 Internet Radio, man. Thanks for episode 158. You understand the music grind from an artist standpoint of view. A very highly successful show. Sorry again about the technical difficulties that I had. That's pretty much out of my hand, you feel me, what went on with that. But anyway, it was only 5 minutes out of 3 hours. What the fuck you want me to do? K100 Internet Radio, man. I'm your host, Blizzum. When you see this link posted up, put it back on your page. Tell your artist friends to fuck with the homie, all right? I'm out, man. Thanks for hanging around. Everybody who hung around to the last minute, you feel me? And everybody listening on the podcast, you guys, appreciate it, all right? I'm out.